It's the Thursday show from the DealsInTheD.com studios, the Druid Mike Show, with Mark, Trudy, Brandon is here with a brand new boner line. Somehow I got that put together. And Death Wish Coffee brings you Facebook Live. The world's strongest coffee is a serious brew that will punch you in the face with double the caffeine of your typical cup of coffee. Death Wish packs 300 milligrams of caffeine in the cold brew, if you're up for it. You get this badassery all over Metro Detroit in your favorite grocery stores. If you want to shop online, which so many have done, head over to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew for access to all the coffee products, including the killer merch. While you're there, while you're at deathwishcoffee.com/Drew, use promo code DREW15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire order. Death Wish Coffee. And I wanted to mention today the Amazon portal, because Amazon, I was watching the 60 Minutes thing. They're so busy.
Yeah.
And hopefully more people are using our portal. I guess they are. But I'd gotten an email from somebody who spends $7,000 a month in their company, I guess, as a purchasing agent. And
nice.
She's saying, that would be really nice. That'd be, let's see, $84,000 a year. And we get about 8.5% of that.
Yeah.
Not
bad. Well, you get a calculator to solve it.
It would be, $7,000, something like that.
Yeah.
Not bad. So, yeah.
So,
$4,000.
I hope she is hitting the portal. I think
Can we just get all the purchasing executives to be on our side?
Yes.
That's a good idea. We should. Is anybody else doing purchasing in this audience? Can you please put everything in the portal?
It's as easy as just going to DrewAndMikeShow.com and scrolling until you see the Amazon. There's two Amazon banners, one's for the U.S., one's for Canada. All you do is click that. It redirects you. So you really won't see too many other changes. Then you can go to your checkout, buy your stuff. There's no extra cost to you. And while you're at it, go to DrewAndMikeStore.com where that clock is now available.
Yeah. About that clock?
I mean, I'm going to text Marazzo and see if we've sold any.
I got one.
I want one.
Oh, yours looks great.
Brandon bought one?
Brandon, your time is stuck at about 3 after 2, though.
Oh, well, yeah, done with the boner line. Don't worry about the arms.
Not I don't really know. It doesn't work, though. It doesn't light up either.
It's already lit. What are you talking about?
Was there a second sample I wasn't made aware of?
You're not serious, are you? It's just a picture, like his guitar and his awards.
Okay. I thought there was a second clock. I was kind of pumped, actually.
Well, didn't you notice he has Micah Jordan in there, too, now?
Micah Jordan.
I don't have everybody in front of me like I used to have them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I can move that over for you. But yeah, Michael Jordan, I just found the old cardboard cutout that I had and hanging around in the basement. I'm gonna store it, but I decided to put it up against the door for today's show.
Are you afraid it's going to scare Maddie?
Oh, no. She likes Michael Jordan.
She hates black people, though.
She likes Micah Jordan.
No, that's not true.
She's a horrible racist, though.
No, she's not. She loves Marcus and his family.
I'm joking. You know, I'm joking.
The Bulls.
Breaking news.
What? What?
I need a sounder of some kind.
What sounder?
I'd say.
That one. Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
I tweeted out that there was a company Zoom today with Kyle Bogey from 97.1 to talk about possibly him joining the Red Shovel Network. And
I didn't tell him this, but I was judging the background.
Oh, Kyle's background?
Do you know what his background was?
It looked like it was an upstairs room in a loft in Royal Oak. That's what I would guess.
It was a nursery.
Oh, he was in the nursery?
He's getting ready, yeah.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, I know. He's just days away from being a dad.
Any second, he said, yeah.
So anyway, I get this.
Daddy.
This is the breaking Red Shovel news. I get a text from Thomas A. Mazaway saying, "Really, Drew? Bogey over me? First Eli, now this?
Damn it.
Crap." So I text it back,
Oh, he's not a ghost. You have a show at NRM.
He left us.
And you didn't have a game plan when we asked. Give me a break. My game plan has always been sports. I was your sports guy.
Oh, he actually sounds mad.
I get it.
Snap back.
Oh, what's going on there?
You guys harass me on a daily basis.
How could he work for two networks though?
Well, that yeah.
He do an extra show. It seems to me he's struggling to do the three over there, isn't he?
I have two jobs.
No, I don't think he's struggling to do the one over there. He just won't ask you to be on it.
Recycling a lot of guests.
But not you. You're
butt out.
You will never be on there now.
Oh boy. Oh well. Anyway,
did you see someone narked him out on Twitter too?
That's really funny.
Let me guess. It's got to have something to do with him watching Mass at noon and yes. not using his phone.
Yeah, he said that Mass was school Mass was noon on Tuesday, and he doesn't use his phone. And somebody went back through his tweets and found one from last Tuesday at 12:17.
Oh! Mother effer.
Well, let me guess what the tweet was about.
Find it.
It's going to be one of those old pro football
things. No.
I think it was something
it was
directed
one like.
To you, Jim.
Yeah, it was one you like.
What?
So you'll probably forgive him. Let's see.
It's probably Beatles related.
And this is in the middle of the Mass. I wonder how this clicked in with him during the Mass.
It just proves Paul is bigger than Jesus.
The entire family there taking that in.
I
kids.
Don't give a damn.
Yeah, he retweeted the New York Daily News story that said former Beatle Paul McCartney loves the Rolling Stones.
Bullshit.
And Tom retweeted and wrote, yeah, at Drew and Mike. So it was for your benefit, so I'll let him off the hook.
Yeah.
How did that come up in his mind during the Mass with the three phoneless children and Kathy?
Through prayer. How else would it? He replied, by the way, and said, Mass must have ended early that day. 17-minute long Mass. Oh, God bless that man. He's the best.
Hey, since we were talking about the Amazon portal, which, seriously, if you haven't tried it, please, it's not that hard. It really is helpful, too. I mean, that's been a nice little revenue thing for us. I was going to mention Facebook, too, that we could use more likes. We got to hit our goal of 25,000, but we've been kind of stuck there, like 400, 500 for seems like a couple months. Yeah. So it'd be nice if you like us on Facebook on the Drew and Mike page. And then also you can review us on that same page. And you can review
us on social media right now.
You can review us on iTunes. And I think all the shows have
bullshit.
Does every show have a donate bar?
I don't think does LaDuff?
I think he does.
I believe so. Let me
yeah. Check. I don't think he talks
he
about it.
He never talks about
it. No one knows about it, but I think he has one. So as you know, we have suffered from some advertiser loss. So we do. Last month, people really came through. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was big.
Huge. Made it
quickly.
Made it. Made payroll.
Trudy, did you just get a very important message through your computer?
My phone. One of the two sources that I'm using. There is absolutely no way. If somebody is computer literate enough to know how to turn it, I've gone to every notification button on every app.
Crap.
Well, I want to open up with this, not because it's even close to the most important thing that you would put at the top
of
your day or your show or your news or your anything, but I thought it was possibly the funniest thing I saw today. And it was Richard Marks is in another nasty pile of Twitter because he Howard Stern was trending on Twitter. What's the matter?
Keep going. This other computer was stuttering. I didn't like
test that. 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
I'll deal with it. Carry on.
Okay. Now I saw the fight that he was in. What, that was in Brandon's prep, right?
Yeah, and Howard was trending because Howard said that, you know, while he had Trump on his show and he likes Donald, he never wanted to be president and he doesn't like the people that vote for him. It was just kind of a, my awards. Oh, no.
Everything's falling apart today.
My awards are falling over.
We seem to be experimenting some technological differences.
I'm going to have to move my awards. They're really... I don't even know how they got here, but they've been in the shot for about a week, and I just haven't had time to move them.
I know. I get it.
Yeah,
did
Brandon's somebody got the same
there,
problem.
Like the cleaning lady or something, put them behind you and you didn't realize it? Or
I don't know. We don't have a cleaning lady, but I'm not sure what happened. I think there's a facilities department here. We have an associate facilities director at Red Shovel Network. I think that they were clearing something up. But anyway, so Howard seemed to be blasting Trump supporters, basically. And so that trended because people like that. You know, people that don't like Trump, of course, like that. I bet Howard's getting a lot of shit, by the way.
Wouldn't Marx be all for that?
Well, he would think so. But, okay, why does he say JFC people are tweeting quotes?
I think Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, people are tweeting quotes from a guy who made a career of mocking people with disabilities and subjecting women to the most misogynistic and disgusting shit ever. As if he's some fucking sage. Now I have to put Howard Stern in my block these words filter.
Oh, what a pussy. He's got to block these words filter.
Howard Stern is exactly where he is politically, which seems to be the number one thing on Richard Marx's mind. I mean,
Richard.
He storms through his house all day just screaming about Trump and occasionally sends a tweet out there. So here's Stern basically agreeing with him 100% and mocking people with disabilities, subjecting women to the most misogynistic, disgusting shit ever. Really? So somebody, first response was, you're really soft.
Well, that guy's going to be added to it. What is this? Filtered words file?
This has got to be one of our people, it seems like.
Probably. Well, I think people you follow pop up first, usually.
Oh, okay. Tracy, I'm literally your biggest fan. I've traveled all over multiple states to catch your shows for 30 years, but I have to disagree with you for the first time ever. He's definitely changed for the better. So have you. We've all grown up. It's a good thing. Richard. Hi, Tracy. You have no idea how deeply I regret ever being in his show, especially at a time when most musicians wouldn't consider it. We'll have to disagree. So in other words, he's lifting himself up going, when nobody would go on Howard Stern, I went on Howard Stern, and I regret it to this day.
Well, return the money that you got from the promotion. I'm sure he made some money off of that.
Well, he wrote a song for the Fartman movie. So he's kind of busted here. I mean, if he's really that upset about Howard Stern and his misogyny, wouldn't he have known about it before he went on when he was one of the first? You know, he's trying to say, I was a pioneer. I had the balls to go on that show when nobody would go on. He had to know what it was about, right?
Does Richard Marx need some real problems in his life?
Maybe he does. I was thinking Daisy Fuentes is his wife, correct?
Yeah. I wish she'd start her calendar up again.
Wouldn't you think she would just lose it, having this guy storming around the house screaming all day?
Why, she wears the pants.
So.
And the dildo.
Richard, of course, had
that strap-on.
Ugly response. Well, agree to disagree. Tracy, I know his old stuff kills me. The N-word and the tard word. The tard word.
Wait. Isn't that worse than saying retarded, saying tard?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I bet you when Tracy heard the tard word or the T word or the R word or whatever she heard, I bet she was saying it.
Yeah.
That word has only been out of vogue for what, 5-6 years?
Well, yeah.
He is retard.
He's doing a lot of good for animal rescue, though. So I allowed myself to forgive him. Thank you for not getting mad at me. I'm literally your biggest fan. I drove 12 hours to see you for my birthday 2 years ago.
What? You got a lot of time on your hands, honey.
Yeah.
And Richard responds.
For soft activities.
Not mad at all. Just FYI, it's his wife, Beth, who's doing a lot for animal rights. Howard only helps Howard.
How does he know that? Howard talks about it all the time.
I have no...
Well, Howard publicizes it.
What's his problem? Okay, so there's a problem with Howard. He went on his show back in the early days. He did a song for Fartman. What happened with him and Howard? I'd love to know.
I don't know.
I can't find the Fartman Richard Marx song.
Someone sent it. It's in the Twitter stream, I believe.
Okay.
Tracy says, very true, that Bianca's friends definitely took a suspiciously long time to build. Well, I get it. But I did go vegetarian because of you and him about 2 years ago. I have my whole house doing it now. And then somebody else pops in and says, get this guy back on the show, at Howard Stern. Whoever he is.
Oh.
Whoever he is.
Yeah, I found it. I did find Richard Marks. Yeah, this Dick Marks, what he wrote and what he was going to do for Howard Stern's Fartman movie that never became a movie.
Fart. Fart.
Okay.
Fart.
It makes sense.
Fart. Fart.
Okay, I get it. No, that was a good tune.
Wait, I believe
it's nowhere nearly as good as Matt Farley.
I think he's
sounds
deleted.
Like
I think
too.
Richard's deleted some stuff, but there is more. Stuff Rocky said, tweets at Richard. Howard's one of the good guys. If you don't listen, I understand your view. I made similar comments about him before I listened to him. Do I agree with everything he says or does? No, but he's a decent person with a good heart. Richard Marks, you sound exactly like the Trump worshippers who comment, who comment bullshit in my feed.
Oh, my God.
Rocky's back. That's a bit harsh, I think. I don't listen to Howard much lately, primarily because he hasn't criticized Trump as much as I thought he deserved, and he deserves all of it and more. I'm just saying that at his core, Howard, I think, is a good guy. You seem to be as well. Well, I appreciate your intent. You're equating me as a good guy with a guy who made a career out of humiliating people and treating women like garbage!
Oh, God.
Yeah, people are never allowed to change or change their mind or grow up. What? I don't understand that.
It's
really, I don't get it.
Fucking amazing. Robert comes in.
Asshole.
Jesus, sounds like there's a story here. Did Baba Booey turn you down for an appearance on the show? I did this I did the show several times. Ignorant one. Regretful about it now.
Do your homework.
Oh my God.
Regretful about it now.
Ignorant one.
You know what's funny?
A bunch.
What's that, Trudy?
His panties are in a bunch all the time.
If he had something to promote and Howard asked him to come on, he would come on in a heartbeat. If it made
ignorant
less.
Fool.
Then Amy says, slow your roll, Richard. You obviously aren't a listener. Richard comes back.
Oh, boy.
This is so stupid. Ever do a show, Amy? I did several times. Slow Ooh. All your shit and sit down.
Whoa.
What a jerk.
He's wait, such an asshole.
Wait, he said that
to a woman?
Yes.
I think he's acting like Howard acts towards
That's
women.
A little
misogynistic, isn't it?
It's very misogynist. It's definitely mansplaining.
And then Mark comes in. Howard's an anti-Trumper. Not your best take, Richard. I'm generally a fan. We can agree to disagree here. He's a respected comedic voice, and you're minimizing him to political talking points hardly tells the truth of it. Ask Ellen. Ask Rosie O'Donnell. Ever met him, Mark? Because I have several times. If you haven't, delete your tweet.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
What in the world went on here? Yes, Richard, I'm from D.C., and he used to eat at my sister's. Oh,
did
so
you guys see
him.
Me win that conversation?
He did. He did meet him.
He says
the
he
ultimate
did.
Comeback.
Yes, Richard, I'm from D.C. used to eat at my sister's deli daily. I've listened since 1980. If you want to delete my tweet, that's fine. I'm sorry if my differing opinion offends you.
Wait, but he's offended by differing opinions.
Yeah, what
you
is Mark's comeback?
You sound upset, my friend.
Don't ask me to explain this. This is great, though. Addie comes in and says, you literally, I guess this is a recent tweet, you literally just said Ted Cruz's haircut looked like it was done by Stevie Wonder, thus mocking blind people, you epic fraud! Here comes Marks. Thus mocking the idiot who cut his hair, you epic dipshit!
Well, then that ruins his dumb joke.
What a total idiot.
Wow.
Let's see, is that,
I do I think, like the use of dipshit, though.
I think Marks might be done because he. Oh my God, was he pissed? Whew. Boy, he sure knows a lot about it. It's funny that he pops in with that's Beth that does all the animal rights stuff, not Howard. Howard only helps Howard.
God. Yeah, he's got everyone figured out.
But the thing about Beth, she is helped by Howard spreading the word across his, you know, serious platform.
Oh, absolutely.
The ends don't justify the means in Dick Marks' world.
I guess not.
Delete your tweet.
Must be tough being Dick Marks.
Hey, somebody else I hate has a now regular YouTube show. Have you guys seen the Dennis DeYoung phenomenon?
No. He has a YouTube show?
He has some sort of some social media platform where he's interviewing people, and I keep seeing notices about it. Of course, I won't go near it because I feel like, you know, I hate him so much.
For Roboto?
I won't look. Yes, for Roboto and everything. Because I remember him being like the warm-up band to Queen, and it was just like weird. He has those pants way high, and he was just...
How's his hair look?
Terrible.
That, he doesn't have that perm anymore?
No.
Didn't he have a really tight perm?
I think... I almost thought last time I saw him, he had frosted tips.
Oh.
Isn't he a silver fox? Beautiful.
Very douchey.
Cool. Is he? I haven't seen him in so long. I'm not too up to speed on Dennis DeYoung. I looked for the Dennis DeYoung show, and I can't seem to make anything come up.
Yeah, I'm going to look in Premiere. I didn't want to, like, mess with the computer.
Who is he interviewing? Who would Dennis DeYoung interview?
And I'm curious how many people...
Yeah, I've seen that.
I'm curious how many people would watch that. I'd love to see how many streams it has.
All right, you're a good point. I'm on a mission now to find it.
I'll probably cry when I find out, but I would like to know.
All right.
There was a lot of news today about Gretch.
Yeah, she had another press conference.
Whitmer. She had another press conference, and she made a lot of news, too, which she's been doing a lot of lately. Oh, let me see. I think I wrote down some comments following this story today, too, that were very kind of funny.
Well, the first upsetting thing she did was saying that, don't expect to see a packed stadium this fall.
Oh, yeah. I got to believe there's a lot of people.
Because that's Big Gretch. We ain't even about to stress. We got Big Gretch. You can find her in the...
She told that exclusively to Mojo in the Morning.
I would think that would be bumming out a lot of people. I mean, that's basically, she just put an end to Michigan football, Michigan State football.
Yep.
I mean, to fans anyway, not to games.
The Lions.
Yeah. Has there been much reaction to that?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Just people commenting the story.
It was also national news because GMA this morning said, and no football in Michigan this fall.
Yeah.
Which is a little taking a step further. But anyway, she announced today that she's furloughing, let's see, state managers will be furloughed one day every other pay period. They're going to take a 5% pay reduction. This is temporary. Then the other thing was Michigan will furlough 64% of the workplace to save $80 million. They'll be furloughed for 2 days per pay period through July 25th. Instead of reimbursing employees to the state unemployment fund, Michigan will tap a federal work share program to make up the lost wages. So she may be cutting Michigan, but she's tapping a federal program to get them paid. So, you know, this is a great politician trick. Look at all the great cutting I'm doing here. I'm spending your money from here, but I'm cutting your money from here and calling it a big cut. Now, does that bother anybody? Because I feel like, wait a second, it's all our money, whether it's federal money or state money, it's all tax dollars, it's government money that comes from us. So you're still spending the same amount of money.
Yeah, but for her, I mean, it's a brilliant move. Make the feds pay for it, not the state.
Yeah, it's brilliant, but when you say you're making this big cut, making this big sacrifice, and she does make a big, this was so hard to do, and it's like, well, wait a second. This is not how normal people live. When they get furloughed, they don't get paid. When they're told to work, you know, X number of less days, they don't just tap some crazy fund to get paid. And if somebody in a normal workplace says, we're cutting $80 million of payroll, it's $80 million of payroll. It's real. So I just kind of object to the idea that, you know, this is, oh my God, was this difficult to do? And, you know, suggesting that there's suffering going on. You know, not only that, you know what I realized was, as these people furlough, that means they're not coming to work. 2 days of pay period, right?
Yeah.
And this federal program makes up the money. So they're working less for the same amount of money, right? They work 4 days and they get paid for five.
Well, wait, wouldn't they get paid more if they get the...
The unemployment they're signed up for, too?
Yeah, wouldn't they actually make more?
I got a text from someone who was saying that she is tapping into the unemployment, Because it said they're automatically enrolled in unemployment. And by the way, I wish you'd stop saying that because it's really annoying to people that have they to actually sign up for themselves and are having trouble doing it.
Yeah. Once again, it shows to work for the government. What a benefit that is.
It does,
is.
But I just think it's – I think she is actually making – she's tapping into all the things that make people mad about government.
Yeah.
You know, this special treatment. Why should they be put – why isn't everyone put in unemployment automatically? Wouldn't that be nice? And wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Is that feasible? It's almost like
they can do it for all the state people. 31,000 state employees are being furloughed 2 days a week. If you can do 31,000, why can't you do – I don't know.
It's like that basic human thing. The one thing that bothers people a lot is people say you're in line for something and people cut in front of you. They're just cutting the line, which is really annoying.
And honestly, this doesn't affect me one iota. It's not a personal thing. I'm not getting any employment money, and I don't certainly want state employees to make less money. I just don't like this claim that look at all this responsible cutting we're doing when – we're just taking our money, taxpayers' money, from another place and paying them. And the people are working 4 days a week and making more money. I mean, they got a raise, didn't they, really? Yes. Am I mischaracterizing this?
Well, look at it this way. They got a long weekend every weekend.
But am I mischaracterizing this? They're getting a raise, right?
Yeah.
Till July 25th. And July 25th is the day that the $600 extra a week ends, according to, let's see. Of course, they'll probably re-up it. But they get partial state unemployment benefits. And since they're on state unemployment, they get the $600 per week from the Fed. She announced that these furloughs are through July 25th, the exact same time that the Fed CARES Act 16 weeks of $600 bonus runs out. So... Timing. So in other words, they go back to work and they get paid the same at that point. So they really sacrifice nothing except they work less and make the same money.
Yeah.
So they really get a little bitty raise, a little raise till July 25th, and then they go back to working normally. So isn't that
what? She's a hero. She saved $80 million.
What a grand move that is. Now, I wasn't the only one that found the Gretchen Whitmer cut story to be a little misleading or just it's just so political. I hate politics. And she didn't do anything that anybody else wouldn't do, I don't think. But she didn't really cut anything because July 25th, they go back to their regular schedules.
Yeah, but as far as anybody looking at the state's budget, she cut $80 million.
Yeah, okay. But it's all. But as far as our, then they have to get, they have to fulfill the $80 million at the federal level.
Yeah, but they can print money.
So here's
she's not in charge of federal. I'm just in charge yet until she's vice president, the vice president candidate. I mean,
so here's some of the comments. The state estimates a shortfall of $3 billion in this current fiscal year and up to $4 billion shortfall next year because of the C-19 induced shutdown. Where is that $7 billion coming from? And then there's a response to that. I'll give you a hint. Look in the mirror and multiply that by every working Michigan resident and local businesses. Next.
What? Taxes?
Yeah, I guess so.
$7 billion in taxes.
I suppose.
I don't think so.
Well, where are they going to get it? Cut it?
There's going to be some cuts. There might be some taxes raised. I find it hard to believe that they're going to raise the state income tax. Well, Isn't our state income tax relatively high compared to other states?
They've lowered it, but...
Is it 3.25 now?
Isn't it 3.75?
3.75, okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, next comment, federal government's bailing out Democrat coronavirus states.
Yeah, that's what
that means
happen.
U.S. taxpayers will be paying for states run by Dems who are trying to ruin this economy with their ludicrous lockdown. Whitmer's power drunk! So this guy, Jim Davis, jumps into the fray. The great state of Texas has 3 days in a row their highest number of cases. I'm glad we don't have a Trump-loving governor running Michigan.
Oh, here we go. And we're off.
He gets a response from John G. who says, here's Texas's actual data. Last 3 days, not the highest. Sorry, not sorry. Oh,
Jesus.
And then Mark D. comes in. Jim Davis, your numbers are wrong as usual, and liberals deal with facts. You also forgot to mention...
Sorry, not sorry.
99% will recover. So
all a lie.
Here's Jim Davis. He's back. And he says to Mark D,
look it up.
In other words, saying his numbers are right.
Do your homework.
And then and the next is
what
also
a mess.
Also from Jim Davis, directed at Mark D. Fake Facebook account. So you guys are deep diving on each other. Good use of time. Mark D comes back. Jim Davis, like your fake facts and posts.
Wrong.
Jim Davis comes back. Trump cult members hate facts. And then he has a link to the Texas coronavirus case numbers, I guess, insisting that he's correct. Mm. And then Mark D comes back. Jim Davis, the numbers are misleading. Many new cases where people already tested before the reopening and waiting for results. Those are lumped in daily totals. 99% survival rate. That's the number you need to watch, Jim.
Oh, my God. Okay, great.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
I don't think anyone won anything.
Oh, in their own minds, they both won.
They all wasted a lot of time.
Wow, well worth it. Well worth it, too.
Now, the only other thing that I thought was interesting, and I didn't watch Governor Whitmer's press conference, but there's some phone call she had with Pence. Is this airing chunks of the phone call?
No, that came from an ABC News reporter who tweeted that out, which, you know, if that's the case, aren't you kind of glad that it's not public? But then again, how did it leak out?
Yeah, I was just completely confused by that, although she had said some of the things.
I'll read the tweet. What'd you make of it, though? Do you think it's true? I mean, we've seen that. We've seen that cell phone data.
Yeah, it's possible.
But it wouldn't be the best thing for her to come out and just say it publicly.
Well, it seems to me that what she's doing is she's taking this element of the anti-lockdown people who are very undesirable to many people because they show up with guns and they yell and they, you know, there's a Confederate flag and there was a noose. No, there wasn't a noose.
Yeah.
You know, that is not everyone who is against the lockdown, though. There are a lot of people who do not like the lockdown, including the barber in Owosso.
Well, yeah, there's news on him today, too.
He's doing press conferences and everything.
Well, now he's done because they pulled his permit.
Oh, will he answer our phone call now?
He's probably fighting the permit. What if he's cutting hair illegally without a permit? Ooh.
He probably would.
Why not?
When he had his press conference, by the way, and I watched it, and it does seem that he's gotten too big for us. All of a sudden, his wife won't even answer the phone. You want to open the Hall Financial Hotline and see if we can get him?
Sure.
In his press conference, he was going on and on about how I've been cutting hair for 59 years.
I got to find his number.
I've been without income for 5 or 6 weeks or whatever, and I've got bills to pay, and I'm taking measures to be safe and blah, 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 and, you know, I have to make a living.
But I did want to finish that. So here's the tweet from the ABC News reporter. Governor Whitmer asked Vice President Pence to consider discouraging protests because obviously no one's going to listen to her if she says don't protest. Per the audio, she expressed concern about COVID-19 spread because of them, quote, but what we have seen from initial protests here is that we've got COVID-19 spreading in rural parts of our state from which people traveled to the extent that you could reinforce kind of those needs to take this seriously. To continue, you know, everyone's doing their part and it's discouraging protest is something you could consider doing. I'd be really grateful. Vice President Pence responded to Whitmer's full comments by thanking her for the kind remarks about the team, praised her and Mayor Duggan for the progress in Detroit, and adds, we would continue to emphasize to people that the safe and responsible practices while we all move forward towards reopening.
I don't know. I don't understand what he said there, but does that mean he's going to tell the protesters to knock
it off? It means that they're going to tell them to be safe. And
well,
you know, the problem is you have the president tweeting out things like she should deal and negotiate with them, with the protesters.
Here's the
it's really what can Pence do?
The most dramatic thing was that she said that these protesters may delay reopening the state.
Yeah.
How many people were there on the steps that were close together? I mean, there were people who were not socially distancing.
Now, look at the audience. She said, you know where she said that?
No, I don't know.
She said that on The View.
Oh, yeah, she said on The View. Right.
So
right.
Is she just talking to that audience, or is she serious? Or
I assume if she says something on television, that she means to be taken seriously. But
sure.
how many protesters were there? Seriously, I mean, 100 people that were standing there.
That were standing, yeah. If that, yeah.
Oh, so we have a protester.
We're going to delay reopening the state possibly because of that 100 people, of whom, I assume she's suggesting that they're tracing them back to rural areas, and that they're spreading coronavirus. Well, now, if that was true, wouldn't they stop those people and put them? Let them know that they have coronavirus if they're really tracking this way. Are they really doing that?
You go stop them. I don't think you're stopping any of them. Well, no. I remember we talked about it on the show, that map that shows the cell phone data of people that were at that and where they dispersed.
No, that's why I was curious. Well, first of all, I'm thinking we're really going to delay reopening the entire state.
No.
Because, I mean, seems a little ridiculous. But are they really tracing those people that were on the steps of the state capitol? Because I don't know that they're tracing all the people at Rouge Park who were bunching up there, and a bunch of other and some other people. I mean, it seems a little selective, doesn't it?
Well, sure.
It's like when you hold the whole class responsible for something because no one will confess to,
chewing gum.
Blowing up the teacher's lunch or whatever.
Maybe the people in Rouge Park don't travel much further.
Well, I'm just saying, if you were suggesting that a group of people could stop the state from being reopened, that's not the only group that's been.
No, the old folks' homes and the prisons would be two more groups.
Well, no, there have been parties, though. Yeah. There have been people partying. And, Mike Duggan made a comment about it. But, yeah, I guess one-third of the coronavirus deaths, I didn't realize it was that many, are from nursing homes and senior homes, mm-hmm. which that's a lot. It's a big chunk. So anyway,
well, it's gonna get worse because there's another big protest coming up, and Dana Nessel had to wallow in this. I don't know if you saw that. Let's see.
The protest Thursday?
Yeah,
yeah. And she's basically said that these protesters are breaking the law and they will be charged. Dana Nessel said that.
I think they also could be charged if they are threatening, if they're carrying guns and they're being threatening, which it's. Could be kind of ugly.
But they're almost just trying to entice each other to do it.
Why,
there's probably
why?
Some people that want to be charged just for the point and the purpose of it.
Why did they?
Sure, she wants to probably charge some people.
Why are they dicking around with this, not having guns in the state capitol building? It's not unusual. It's most capitals in the United States don't have that. I mean, that just seems so silly to me. And yet,
you go tell
I
them.
Heard people were saying, not so fast! Really? You really think that's a good idea? And people in a gallery who are really pissed, holding rifles.
Well, that's why you need to listen to ML's interview with Brian from yesterday. Because he had some.
I will listen to Brian.
He had some thoughts on that.
I would like to hear him. Because, a lot of people were very angry about some of the characterizations. And, especially this noose has just got people out of their minds. Because nobody saw a noose that was there.
Was there? Okay, this is going to sound ridiculous. Was there a noose on one of the signs that somebody had?
There was a noose that said tyrants should be hung.
Yeah, okay. So that's what we're all up in arms about?
There was also a, there was like a wooden hanging thing that was about tyrants or something on it. So I don't, when you say noose, though, that sounds like lynching.
Sure.
So, I don't know if she's doing that on purpose, but whatever. She sure is getting a lot of appearances out of this, that's for sure. And in fact, somebody said in the comments that they wondered if she would furlough her PR team she hired to get the VP job that she won't be nominated for.
I just have to say, somebody's doing hair and makeup because she.
Thank you, Trudy.
Very camera ready.
She looked really good today. Yeah. I think she's had a clothes makeover too. Have you noticed a change in style?
Mm-hmm.
She looks really good. She looks great.
Well,
I
see you.
I'd like to hire that guy, whoever or girl, whoever it is. She looks great.
Can you make yourself Biden ready?
I don't think I want to look like Joe Biden, but
no, ready for being on the ticket.
Oh
Biden.
Yeah. I think she thinks she's ready. We'll see.
Bidenable.
So isn't Kamala Harris supposedly the front runner now?
Harris and Chloe.
Chloe is?
Her Clomentum. Her Clomentum.
Chloe. Well,
I like Chloe.
Chloe's all right. The Hall Financial Hotline, we need to open that up so we can call our barber friend. Should we call back the hotel where the murderer was staying? The guy,
see the guy's like, second. See the guy's second day at work.
Yeah, I think he's probably more got a grip on what he's doing there. The Hall Financial Hotline, though, is sponsored by David Hall and Hall Financial, who are refinancing people at record levels. In fact, there are more refinances this year, I guess, than there have been in the last 7 years, because interest rates have just stayed low, low, low. So much so that it doesn't even get talked about. But great opportunities if you're paying anywhere near 4%. We had the one guy at 3.75, and he got down to 3.5. So, you know, when you throw in all those qualifiers and your credit and your income and what it is you're doing, who knows? They might be able to do a great job for you. They've done it for so many people. And also a chance to skip payments. I mean, that's a real... And Zot has the same thing with vehicles. So why not see if you can save some money or cut your term or get some liquidity out of your house? Whatever you need to do, Hall Financial is available to you. Go to our webpage, click the link, fill out the online form. They get back to you so quickly. Or you can go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike or call 248-308-5000. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. NMLS number 1467435.
All right. I'm looking for his number. Here he is.
And meanwhile, I wonder how the car dealers are doing now.
Oh, it's gotta be hard. I heard having a pretty good time.
Yes, yeah, some are certainly doing better than they were, but you know, they've got to catch up. This is the problem with, you know, a lot of what happened here is when you have everything just come to a complete stop and nobody spends any money. And last night when Mark was leaving, there was a graphic on CNN, and actually I turned it up when you left, and they were talking about people hoarding money.
Yeah,
which is it's just not what you want right now. You don't want people hoarding money because, you know, businesses depend on them. And also, you know, we got state tax and, you know, all the things that money, you know, that it trickles into all these different areas when people spend money. And when people are hoarding money, it's a real problem for an economy like this.
Spend, spend, man.
So, yeah, stop hoarding. Check out our friends at DealsIndeed.com because they're now open. They're honored to be helping with all your automotive needs. Our friends at Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota. They've become experts in social distancing and disinfecting experts. So here's the deal. You can get your VIP pickup and delivery done. If it's the car that you want to turn in, they'll pick it up in exchange for the car that you would like to buy or lease from them. And they've got great deals. People are skipping multiple payments, three payments, some people. Ooh. They can appraise your trade online. Then pick what time you want your fresh whip dropped off in your driveway. It's that simple, fast, and easy. There's 0% financing for 84 months or zero due leases for under $200 a month. Right now, while several dealerships are still closed, all Zot dealerships can help renew your lease or even get you out of your lease early with no penalties. Check it out. Surf their massive inventory at DealsIndeed.com. And, of course, the service thang is open, too. And I ask a bar, too, because somebody...
I don't know what to do with all the money they're giving us. It's crazy.
Somebody was trying to get in touch with... somebody at Zot today. I mean, just anybody. I need a car. And so I said, Steve, what should they call? And he said, the magic number, 248-215-5151. 248-215-5151. Anthony, who's in charge of all that sales over there.
I love saving money.
Anthony will see somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody takes care of you. All right. So our barber.
Yeah.
What's our buddy's name again?
Carl.
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 Carl seems like a perfect name for him, doesn't it?
For a barber? It is a good barber name.
It is a good, definitely a good barber
name. Monosyllabic, powerful.
Hey, Carl! Good to see you!
And it's got a drop.
Thank you, Barbershop. May I help you?
Hi, this is Drew and Mike show. We were calling to speak to Carl.
He's cutting hair right now.
Oh, he's cutting hair.
Oh.
I thought that the state said they were going to take his license away.
He has not been served with any papers today. No one has shown up here. He's business as usual, cutting hair.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Sounds really busy in there. Yeah. What's all the...
Pretty busy.
Are those people that support Carl?
Oh, absolutely. There have been hundreds of people here today supporting him.
No, are the people, all the noise, is that people waiting to get their hair cut or just people supportive of Carl?
Both.
No kidding.
Yes. Wow. Yes, lots of people waiting to get their hair cut, lots of people supporting him, lots of people out front with American flags.
How many media interviews has he done?
They're sitting out front.
Oh, Lord, probably a dozen today. They've been in his face all day.
Whoa. What about us?
Yeah, we've been trying to reach Carl. We talked to his wife.
His lovely wife, yeah.
They come in the door and they talk to him while he's cutting hair, and he just keeps cutting and talking. You know, they have their camera in his face, and he just cuts hair and, you know, answers their questions as he's cutting hair.
Hey, what does it cost for a haircut there?
I'm not really sure.
Did you just randomly answer the phone, or do you work there?
No, I don't know. I did not just randomly answer the phone, and no, I don't work here. I am a good friend, and I'm helping his daughter answer the phone.
Oh, that's great.
I don't know what he's charging for a haircut, because I'm not on that end of it.
He should raise it by 50% right now, because nobody else around is cutting hair.
He could get away with it, but, you know, that's not what he's about. You know, that's not what he's trying to accomplish. What he's trying to accomplish is that he needs to be able to buy groceries, and he needs to be able to pay his bills and keep his home from losing his home and keep his business from losing his business. And
great guy.
You know, that's all he's trying to accomplish. He's not trying to get famous. He's not trying to, you know, be... You know, he told the media earlier when they were interviewing him, you know, he said that wasn't my goal to be this in the spotlight. It was my goal to just go to work and make some money so I could buy groceries and I could pay my bills.
Well, wow, you're quite a spokesperson for Carl. Yeah. Got to give you credit.
Did you organize the press conference he had the other day?
No, I wasn't even there, actually. I've known Carl my whole life, and I was disappointed that I wasn't there, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, he did so well. He really gave a powerful speech, I thought.
Yeah. He did. I watched it, and he did. He gave a powerful speech. He's been giving some powerful speeches today while he's been cutting hair. You'll probably see him on the news tonight. He's a very philosophical man. He's a very good human being, and... he really believes in what he's doing, and he believes in our right to make money and put food in our bellies if that's what we have to do, you know?
Maybe you can tell me this, because you know Carl pretty well. Boy, it's loud in there.
Yeah.
Do you think Carl is enjoying the attention just a little bit?
No, you know what? I know him personally, and he's not enjoying it one bit. He just wants to cut hair. He absolutely is not enjoying it. He's proud... to, you know, Carl's a true American, and you listen to the things that he says about government and different things. He's a true American, and he believes in this deeply, but he doesn't like the attention. He doesn't want to be in the spotlight. He just wants to work and cut hair because it's what he loves to do.
Well, I understand.
He said all of this extra stuff is a byproduct that he wishes would go away.
Well, I hope that he does not, and nobody gets in his way as he tries to make a living, and we'll just have to try again sometime, I guess.
Yeah, if you guys are a radio show, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just tell him the Drew and Mike show called again, and we've been trying to get in touch with him. We're in Detroit.
Okay. I was going to say, if you guys want to, like, come here and stick a microphone in his face, he will talk to you while he's cutting. He just won't stop servicing his clients to talk on the phone. But if you stick a microphone in his face, he will talk to you all day long while he cuts hair.
What if we pay for a haircut, and he just skips it and talks to us on the phone?
Check out that $200 haircut.
Yeah,
that's money.
It's a good idea.
Then you can have a break, earn that haircut money, and talk to us.
Yeah, I guess he'll probably do that.
I don't know.
Your best bet of talking to him is going to be earlier in the morning before he gets so busy.
Can we Venmo him, PayPal? I mean, how does he take payment?
We PayPal him. Gretchen may want to know if they can PayPal your dad for a haircut
or Venmo.
And get an interview with him on the radio.
Well, we can figure out a way to pay him.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, look, his daughter is standing right here, and I'm going to let you talk to her.
Okay, Mark, can you talk to her?
I'll deal with it, yeah.
If you guys want to call at 10 o'clock in the morning,
we'll do that.
I'll let you interview him.
I will call. Tell her I will call tomorrow and set it up.
All right, her name is Gretchen, so you ask specifically for Gretchen in the
Gretch.
Morning.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay. All right, yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Because that's Big Gretch. We ain't even about the stress. We got Big Gretch. You can find her in the print under Big Gretch.
Oh, the irony.
Can't we get him a Bluetooth hands-free headset so he can talk to us?
That was really loud in there.
I think he actually, I think she said it well. He probably doesn't enjoy the attention, but he really, at his press conference, he was really good.
Yeah.
Really well-spoken.
Why are there people out in front?
Hey,
Carl.
No, what? How
good to see you.
How can you cut hair with those people yelling in there? I know. What the hell is going on? I'd lose my mind.
Why are there people just out in front with flags?
Supporting them.
Who are these people?
I don't know.
You suppose
I want to invest in the flag biz, though. Seems like that'd be a good place to put your money now.
Yeah, just no Confederate flags, no nooses.
I wonder if the people who are at Carl's today will be in Lansing tomorrow.
Oh, it's a good question.
How far away is Owosso? Anybody know?
God, I have no
idea. It's not far from Lansing at all here.
Is that a fact?
I mean, I need a haircut.
Well, if you're a man facing divorce, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. We've talked about Jay Cutler and his tremendous needs for Adam. With Adam, you can get divorced without losing your house or your kids. And during the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know the men working on the front line may need to get divorced too. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM. Luke Nowacki is doing his thing, and with a rocky, crazy up-down market, there are opportunities for you. This is what these people do, you know. And it's funny how you, oh man, the market's down. You must be losing your mind. Well, no, there's buying opportunities always. I mean, there's always a buying opportunity. So if you got cash on the side, or maybe you want to sell something and you can't figure out what to sell, or you want to make some changes, Luke Nowacki's the guy to talk to. 248-663-4748. You should have a financial plan. Maybe it's putting the kids through college and figuring out how not to outlive your money. Whatever it is, Luke would love to help. 248-663-4748. And you can email him at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Reliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities, and our marketing names, product services, reference here, are independent of Royal Alliance Associates.
I mean, it looks like Owosso is about 40 minutes away from Lansing. So
I looked it up. I realized I've actually been there because they have a train thing for kids. Like a steam-powered train, the Polar Express or something, and we took Charlotte once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty fun story, huh? Bloop.
Oh, you should take her up for a haircut then.
No, you know what I remember from that event was, boy, this place is far away. That's what I mean, it's a cool city. It's fun. I mean, we had a good time, but boy, that was a long
Rain!
Drive.
No! No!
You know, sometimes the most maddening part of the shutdown is, well, first of all, you just have two opposing sides that don't really respect each other or don't seem to. Mark Hackle jumped into the fray today and said, we need to open up. That, and I'm not sure exactly what his coverage area is or what the stats are there, but that's another voice. And then the Archdiocese of Detroit announced that they're resuming regular services.
Yep.
Now,
some Mazkin tweet from inside the church.
Yeah, there you go. But I don't think the churches are really, from what we've seen.
Damn it.
I don't think it's the best thing to do to open churches.
But I also
have to skip a row in between, you know, like a
yeah,
you know, so that you're not behind someone.
No more sign of peace. You're going to have to elbow bump people like idiots.
You also can't sit right next to someone. I mean, that's
well, you can sit with your family.
With your family, yeah, but you got to have space between the family and the next family.
Nobody tries to sit next to people at church. I'm serious. You always look for that empty row so you can spread out.
What about that little footstool that you kneel on?
The kneeler?
Could you do that safely with like somebody?
Could
you
kneel? Oh no, they can't be in front of you.
3 feet, right?
Yeah, it's gonna have to be every other pew.
Have to be every other row, I suppose. Right?
No more drinking blood because that's a shared cup.
They got to disinfect the place too.
No more holy water because that's you have to dip your hand in there. It's very communal.
Yeah, it's
kind of gross now. Hallelujah!
I just I understand that this is a very large interest group, but I thought this was a pandemic where it didn't discriminate for or against anyone. And I felt the same way about the big three. It's not that I don't want the big three to open, but wait,
safe.
The big
they're safe.
They can open and we can't
have
people in our restaurant?
Yeah. They're safe.
Really?
Yeah. It's the safest place on earth.
But it seems to me there were more people getting the virus there than most workplaces.
No, you're wrong. That never happened.
By the way, why do the meatpacking plants get so many people with coronavirus? There was one place that had 84 people test on Friday.
Okay.
Isn't that like
194 on Monday.
Isn't it like a giant wet market, though, in those meat markets?
Yes.
In my head, but it's just people, you know, things being slaughtered and, you know, just filth and guts and stuff.
We have the meat.
But
now the hamburgers aren't good.
But the virus is from person to person, correct?
So, yeah, but if you look at a meat packing plant, they're right next to each other and across from each other, whereas an automotive plant, I guess they're a little more spread out. However,
don't they all go through
the same entrance? And
well, that's what the
a lot of communal areas with a lot of people.
They thought the problem was people, the shift change was a big deal. And they were saying, well, we're going to separate the shift change by 15 minutes, which, by the way, costs money. I don't know about the lunchrooms, but that was what who was talking about that today? Oh, the Amazon story on 60 Minutes. Mm-hmm. The Amazon people were first of all, feel that they're not being compensated enough for hazard pay. They are they're mad that they have to ship all these things that are not essential. Because they're not shipping essential stuff. They're shipping all kinds of shit.
Hey, well, like dildos. Through our portal.
I ordered so much stuff today, too, from Amazon, so thank God. I mean, how else am I supposed to get a kickstand for a six-year-old's bike?
And how else am I supposed to get chaise lounges for my deck?
Was that essential right now?
It's this website that's got, like, everything. Jobs, pets, cars, ice dancing suits. I mean, you can find anything there.
Drew, I want you to call Charlotte and tell her it's not essential.
You know, it's funny.
It does say it's going to take 2 weeks to get to, which, once again, why am I paying for Prime?
I don't think there's many people who are above ordering non-essential items from Amazon. I think that's a rare, small niche.
Yes. Come on, define essential for anybody out there. I mean, I got new shoes. I ordered new shoes from them. Those are essential.
Yeah, shoes are essential. You really don't have
any shoes you can wear.
I got my chaise lounges from there, and I had to be on the deck and get sunlight because sunlight is beneficial.
Your new computer that I ordered for you, that's considered essential.
It is essential.
You need it for this job, but television
to get the word out. Well, Amazon, you know, in the story, I don't know how many people watched the 60 Minutes story. Probably a lot of people. It's a popular show. But I thought that Amazon came off badly.
When was the last time Amazon came off really well in a story?
But I thought they'd put somebody up there who would just say the right things, but it seemed to be more or less like, no, we're not doing anything wrong. This is all good, and I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And, yeah, all those people who led those protests, who we fired,
were all
people that there was a reason we fired them. It had nothing to do with the protest.
I mean, they're
That's a little hard to believe.
They're not doing anything illegal, but they're doing everything in their own interest. Which, why wouldn't they?
They're a business.
Yeah, they have shareholders. The optics of... See, here's the problem. We all know what an evil corporation Amazon is.
They seem pretty evil.
I was very excited when I ordered a bunch of stuff today because I'm going to get it and I don't have to leave my house. So we're all going to keep using it, but we're all going to bitch about how terribly they treat their employees.
Yeah, they're almost like the airlines when it comes to that.
Or Chick-fil-A, when people bitch about Chick-fil-A, but they'll go eat it.
They're just so big.
The only way to fix Amazon is for the federal government to say, you're not getting these tax breaks anymore, period.
Well,
states will still give them tax breaks, and they should, because they're fighting over having that, you know,
they want business there.
Hey, did you see Elon Musk trying to get $700,000 out of the state of California for SpaceX so they can train people to go to space? Aren't there people in space already? And we paid for the, you know, NASA, right, to do all that?
Why
isn't he a billionaire?
Yeah, why didn't he go to space?
And why does he need money, though?
I don't know why. Because he can get it. He is an expert at getting money out of the government. He should write a book about it. He should do a podcast series about it.
If he didn't,
who has gotten more money out of the government than Elon Musk?
Yeah. If he didn't like tech so much, he'd probably be an evangelist.
Probably would. And what an ordeal out in California where, you know, he's got this Tesla plant and he can't open it. He just says, fuck you, we're opening our plant.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, I guess you are opening your plant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got another auto plant. And the feeling, what they said originally was that's really not one of the safest places to go to work. So, no. But then they changed their mind.
Yeah.
You know, in Michigan said, and this is why I thought, well, he ought to move to Michigan, because in Michigan, Governor Whitmer says that the big three are the safest place, so therefore we're letting them open.
Well, not only early. That, why didn't we? That was the perfect opportunity to grab Tesla and Musk and whatever business he wants to do and bring them to the state.
I kind of think they should be here anyway.
Yeah, I mean, but he's out there, and, you know, he likes SpaceX is out there, right?
Yeah.
The boring company that he has, the whole company, they're out there.
So,
maybe in two places, though. He could have a footprint here, couldn't he?
Yeah, I mean, there must be a reason. I mean,
I just think when it comes to building cars or manufacturing, we've got a lot of trained people, and it'd be nice. Be more jobs.
It's funny, because usually when Musk opens his mouth, his stock price goes down. When he says something crazy, the price of Tesla goes down. Did you see they shot up when Trump tweeted that California should let Tesla and Musk open the plant? No! It can be done fast and safely, and their stock just went boop, because they know no one's going to stop them.
Well, L.A. County is shut down till August. I mean, wow. That's the biggest county in the United States of America. And, I don't know what the deaths are there. Do they have some incredible? Because California doesn't have that many deaths.
I thought they were ahead of testing, too, like per capita.
Yeah, I watched Gil Garcetti, and he looks like he has a pretty good finger on the throttle there. He says, though, that they're going to modify
Garcetti? Isn't another Garcetti?
Well, the other guy was the OJ DA.
I thought that was Gil
Garcetti. Eric Garcetti.
Oh, is it? It's E. Garcetti.
Well, you know what? He also has a constituency that'll probably, for the most part, do what they're told.
Yeah, they do.
Like Sweden.
Except for the beach.
Sure.
There's a lot of anger in California.
No, I know. But in L.A. County, precisely, yeah. Is it more or less?
I don't know. I really couldn't say. But they have a there's one issue that's kind of interesting. The employees at Tesla some of them aren't comfortable going to work. So Tesla said, because they were getting a lot of pushback on this, they said, if you're uncomfortable coming to work, then you can stay home on unpaid leave. But only for so long, and also they will lose their unemployment if they don't return to work.
And they also said,
I don't want to hear your whining.
So, you know, look at how many people are calling the shots here. Everyone, even people that don't want to go to, I'm not comfortable going to work. Well, you don't have to come to work. And then we're going to have a fight over unemployment, over whether or not, you know, should they be given unemployment or should they be forced to go to work or is it unsafe at work? I mean, we've got 50 governors.
When does the federal unemployment bonus end?
July 25th.
Yeah, I think things will be a lot different after that.
I suspect they will, too.
They really messed that up.
I know.
They messed that up, and they messed the lump sum payment up. They should have just said, you know what, we're going to tier it differently, and everybody's going to get this amount of money every week. But then again, look how hard it was to get the stimulus money for people anyway.
I don't have mine still.
Me neither.
Did you guys make too much?
No. They said that I qualified. They just didn't send it to me.
Well, if you haven't ever received a refund from the IRS for any reason, like me.
But Brandon, you and I talked about it. You can go on there and say, this is what I filed last year. This is what I owed or my refund is. And here's my
And I've completed that task.
What did they tell you?
They just said, thank you for submitting. They said,
and fuck off.
No, they said that. What's the wording they use? It says that you qualify, and I've just been waiting.
Well,
It's
a website. You have to know. A lot of people still have not been able to get an unemployment claim processed. So they're, you know, I agree with you. July 25th is going to be a big signpost along the way, because that's when people are going to say, I guess I have to get something to do.
Unless it
and a lot extended. Of their jobs aren't going to be there.
What if it gets extended?
Well, then I guess they'll keep paying them. They got a $3 trillion bill.
Yeah, I know. That's okay.
A lot of that money's going to the states, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how much goes to... Were they trying to extend that July 25th date?
I haven't heard anything of it. But, you know, what if there's... That's why they need to open up at least more than 3 weeks out.
That,
so it doesn't look like there's a spike right before that.
That bill, by the way, you know, the Republicans are saying that there's a lot of pork in there. There's a lot of shit that has nothing to do with this, and I don't even know what they're talking about.
$5 million for computers for the senators. And that was part of it. $5 million for laptops for Congress.
Is that really necessary right now?
No.
No. You know who needs laptops are the people who are dispensing the unemployment checks.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that don't run on COBOL, a language from 1957. That would be nice.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. We're really squandering this opportunity to rebuild a lot of this stuff wrong with this country, aren't we?
Well, I don't know. I certainly hope somebody is cooking up some infrastructure ideas.
Nah.
I hope.
Nah.
I mean, it sort of just seems like we don't do what has happened to America? We don't do anything. We can't trace people that have a virus.
What can't we?
We can't test people. Wuhan is testing 11 million people. They said, we're going to test everybody. That's it. Testing everybody. Mm. And they're not screwing around. They're going to do it. But have we even tested 11 million people in this country?
Yeah, I think we've tested more than anybody put together. Not
we have
capita.
We have a lot of people.
Ah.
How many people have we tested? Do you know offhand?
Millions and millions. Billions and billions.
I really don't even know what the number is. I honestly don't. Maybe it's higher than I thought. But I will say this, that I'm expecting a lot of – I really haven't heard much yet, but do you hear that they're talking about cutting Michigan schools 10 to 25% next year?
What? The amount?
The budget.
Okay. Great.
I got to believe that's gonna get somebody's attention.
Yeah, because if there's one place that's been getting too much money for too long, it's the schools.
I got a question about that. When we pay our taxes, we pay for the schools. Are we going to get a refund for the schools that didn't happen?
No. Oh, you know what? Maybe I got it. They'll just have to have some really big millages so we can pay more. That's what they need.
Oh, that's true.
Well, all these kids will be doing online schooling anyway, so isn't that cheaper? I mean, they don't have to heat the buildings.
Right. Yeah, so we could get a refund, right, on that?
No, you're not getting any of that money back.
God damn it.
But that's the question. Are they even going to have schools?
I don't know. California says no college this fall. Chico, is it Cal State?
Yeah.
Has 500,000 students, and they said, we're not having classrooms full of people this fall.
So no Pac-12 playing football?
No. I would imagine, aren't most CMU said something. CMU said something about having classes in the fall.
And online.
I know, but.
Yeah.
No. They're talking about classes.
Goodbye, and, fucking shit school.
And they were getting a lot of shit about that. So I don't know what.
Well, it's too early to make a decision, isn't it?
Probably, but you can't just on September, on Labor Day, say, school starts tomorrow. I mean, they have to have a little.
Hey, teach these kids that, you know, things change. Be ready.
Well, the thing is with colleges.
No, I know. You have to move there.
You know, colleges are so fat with our tuition money and our room and board money and all that money. When you start taking away summer school and things like that, all of a sudden you have colleges going, oh, my God, but we're this big beast and we need money fed to us all the fucking time or we're dead in the water.
Yeah.
I mean, how could colleges not have enough money to survive? It's sort of like airlines.
Yeah.
And, you know, Michigan said they're losing, what, $400 million to a billion already?
Yeah, that,
can that be?
That includes the health system, though. The U of M health system, I think, is for some reason is tied into that, where the athletic department is not.
Well, how much of that was the health system?
You would think a lot of it, because the way hospitals have been hit pretty hard.
The thing about that
your
is...
Your mom goes to college.
I don't understand how they plan on getting that money. Is that just another fundraiser?
I'm sure I'll get a phone call where they'll want $100 from me. And you.
Probably. So.
Can they just turn Ross upside down and shake money out of his pockets?
Oh, yeah, they could do that.
This is exciting, too. Patty P tweeted at me. Did you see her tweet? I think you were included in it.
I did not.
Let me just read it because I don't want to, God forbid, misquote her. You'll never hear the end of it. I'm trying to find it now. All right, I'm going to have to paraphrase her, but did you know that deans of certain colleges within the university are sponsored just like the J. Ira and Harris Nicky
no,
family?
No, I did not.
Whatever it is, Family Foundation.
They are so great. The greed is just galling, isn't it?
Hey,
where does it end?
If you don't ask for it, you don't know what you're going to get.
No, they are. They're just beasts, and they have to be fed giant piles of money to keep going. Colleges are ridiculous. And actually, this is one of the things a lot of people feel like, okay, this is going to change. We are not going to pay this kind of money for college educations because we can do it online, and it's really not a big deal. Nobody's really losing anything.
I think it is a big deal, though.
But online?
Why is it a big deal? Because you don't get it out of the teacher's mouth, out of the instructor's mouth?
Yeah, because it's you're not with – go ahead, Trudy. Sorry.
Well, you have to teach some things in a lab. I mean, medical. You don't want somebody to go to medical school online.
You have to learn how to work with people in person.
That's true.
Yeah, but the cost is – it's just ridiculous. It's insane. And it was funny to me when they started
– Part of that is because they got no state funding. So no, don't get me wrong, though. It's ludicrous
it's
how
insane.
Much money they need.
It's crazy. And it's it was hilarious when they started doing refunds. And there's a class action suit against Michigan State, and somebody else – because they said, how can you only refund me $1,000 when I never attended a class and I never had a meal on campus and I didn't live on campus? Yeah. So, you know, I guess, you know, it's funny how the greed comes out at a time like this. Just like the Tigers, who, you know, we know there's not going to be fans this year. They say maybe a season July 4th with no fans. Okay, if that's the best idea, because that sounds like a pretty aggressive idea to even have a half a season. But there's no fans, so why don't you give me my money back? I guess you need it more than me.
So this one guy is the Robert J. Vlasic Dean of Engineering. Now, I don't know. I don't know who Vlasic is. I don't know if he paid to have the name on there, or was he a longtime professor and they just bestowed this name?
It's a pickle sponsorship.
I feel so bad for the person who has to have the audacity to go to someone and say, "You could sponsor Dean." What dean is sponsored there?
Robert J. Vlasic, Dean of Engineering.
Dr. Vlasic is an outstanding dean, and you'll get a lot of publicity for this. Your name will be mentioned all over the world.
He is the head of Vlasic, or was. So you're right, Trudy.
He's the pickles.
Yep. Yeah.
Does that make him worth spending a lot of money to sponsor him?
He's at Stork you see on their commercial.
First of all, it's ridiculous that you would, anytime you say someone's name, you have to say someone else's name because it's ludicrous. No one does that.
No, I know. That's why I love reading their press releases for sports.
Yeah, I don't think, as far as like
the Detroit
News, when they talk about Jim Harbaugh, they don't say they don't mention the sponsor, do they?
No, we used to do that all the time at 105.1 on purpose.
Well, because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah, the Jay Ira and Nikki Harris. I believe that's the head coach. That's what Harbaugh is.
I remember we had to write them out because we kept forgetting.
Yeah, they're impossible to remember.
I wonder how many schools are doing that. It's probably a lot of them.
A lot more than you realize.
How pathetic. I mean, it's honestly, they're just the beast you can't stop feeding, whether it's the sports programs or the schools themselves. And, you know, it's surprising to me that all the crying about millennials and college loans, there isn't really much bitching at the colleges themselves, is there? There should be.
No,
they're the ones who are overcharging the shit out of people.
Well, yeah, because every single time someone from Gen Z or a millennial pipes up, you got Gen X going, "Oh, we don't care, man. You should act like us." Then you got boomers saying, "Oh, you should have saved your money everywhere." Hey. I'm just saying.
Well, or maybe realize that, you know,
everybody directs the anger back to the person complaining about it rather than the institution that's implementing it.
I love these generations.
Oh, I don't think anybody
for everything.
There doesn't seem to be any fans of universities anymore. Everyone shits on them like crazy.
Well, I mean, it's when you see things. When I really get annoyed is when I see someone like this bitch at Fresno State, you know, who says, "Yeah, I'm glad George Bush died. I hope his wife dies soon." And they can't even fire her. It's like, yeah. no, she's got tenure. And it's like, what? Why are these people so special? And these people at Michigan State and at Michigan who molest people and they get retirement. The guy at Michigan State is in prison for 5 years and he's fully got full retirement from Michigan State.
Hey, that reminds
me. It's ridiculous.
Didn't the charges get dropped?
Yeah, they did. They did get dropped.
So Lou's having so she can still enjoy all those tickets for life and parking for life up at Michigan State.
And she had a pretty nice salary, too, I think.
That's not bad. Way to go, Lou.
She probably does.
Ooh.
No, I mean,
hey, is the guy that's in prison going to get out because of coronavirus?
You mean Nassar?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Nassar, is he going to get a...
No, Strempel. Isn't his name Strempel?
Strempel is the dean. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to let him out. Wait, somebody... oh, by the way, the Rikers Island has let out 1,500 people.
Cool. I'm sure they know. I'm sure they tested them and are tracing them.
They've committed 190. They've been arrested 190 times. The 1,500. They've only been out a couple weeks.
Are you serious?
Wow. Yes. And a quarter of them are violent.
Oh, well,
they're for violent crimes.
That reminds
me. End of time. So
here's a story about a guy. He was a rape suspect. He was released from prison due to COVID-19. And guess what? He had a standoff with the SWAT team, and he's dead now.
I don't understand it. You know, this idea that people in prison, oh, this COVID is just so terrible, and it's not fair to people. We're all fucked by COVID-19.
Yeah,
we're all fucked. I don't know what anybody is giving me that I didn't already have, but giving someone their freedom because of COVID-19 is in fucking sane. Paul Manafort out today. Yeah. He's 4 years early. Now, he's not a violent criminal. But
so this guy's 48. He his name's Curtis Fish. He beat and raped a woman he held captive on New Year's Day. He had been arrested and jailed on charges stemming from the case, but he was recently released due to coronavirus against the recommendation of the district attorney. So just before the standoff and fire, he broke into the Crossroads Tavern before fleeing into his home nearby. And then I guess they were trying to get him. Police responded to the tavern break-in and attempted to taser him to no avail. The standoff ended with a bang, literally, as video reportedly shows Fish setting off fireworks aimed at the officers.
What?
That's where the fire started.
The guy...
Fireworks outside, fireworks inside, and then that was the end of it.
I was talking about yesterday, Orlando...
Did he die?
Yeah,
whatever his name is. The guy who raped a woman, or tried to rape her, but couldn't get hard.
Yeah.
So he's charged with intent to rape and sexual assault. That was
Orlando Whitfield.
Two fleeing and lootings. He's out for 2 months. Two whole months he went without murdering anyone, and then he murdered the robbery victim... and shot her husband in the head. He's alive, not doing well. And then there were three other armed robberies they charged him with. And he was sent to a home in Ypsilanti. I guess it's his home or somebody in his family's home, with a tether. Because he hasn't been to trial yet. He hasn't been convicted of the murder yet.
And how'd that work out?
Well, we don't know. He just got there. I'm sure he's doing great. I'm sure he'll never leave the house. That's the good thing about prisoners is they always follow rules. So when you let them out on tethers, they have this tendency to never leave the place that they're tethered to. And they don't cut off the tethers. They never try to get away with anything.
Leslie Van Houten, the Manson family.
Yeah.
She's applied or appealed to be released with coronavirus.
She's probably about as low a risk as there is, and they won't let her out.
Well, no. I mean, she'll fall under the, gaze, the spell of somebody. Yeah,
it's possible.
Yeah,
yeah. She does have the fall under the gaze gene.
So you know, getting out of prison. This reminded me. I was telling you before the show. I asked if you've seen Trial by Media on Netflix because the first episode is about
Jonathan Schmitz. You lied to me.
And then Scott Amador. It's mainly about Amador's family suing the Jenny Jones show. And it's kind of
interesting. You lied to me.
First off, they played that about 30 times on the thing. They did play a lot of the episode that I've never seen before. Because, you know, they never aired
it. Yeah, that's right.
And
you lied to me.
Feiger's all
not
over
giving
it.
In.
Feiger's, I really admire the guy and what he does. Like him or hate him, he's really damn good at what he does.
I love his new ad where he says, I'm just a damn good lawyer. I'm not part of your family. I don't do skits with my mom.
Yeah. But the only other takeaway I have from that is when Jonathan Schmitt was arrested, he was wearing a University of Michigan sweatshirt.
Yes.
And when he was released from jail, he was wearing a University of Michigan t-shirt.
I noticed the same thing. I was going to drop that on you, and you got it to me first.
What a huge, he's a huge fan. Maybe
he's not an alum?
Maybe he is.
Good guy. He just snapped. He's okay.
Ridiculous. Just snapped. Give me a break.
Well, he did. He's upset.
And it's all Jenny Jones's fault, right?
Yeah. Where's Jenny Jones, by the way? What happened to Jenny Jones?
I don't know. Where's Jonathan Schmitt? He hasn't been heard of since he got out 3 years ago.
In Lapeer, right?
He could be listening right now.
Jonathan, give us a call, man. We'll talk to you.
That's where they caught up with him the last time. They were filming him, and his family was flipping off the cameras and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was nuts.
He's got a family?
Yeah, well, he's supporters. I'm sure he's got a family.
I thought maybe he got a wife. Wait a minute.
Oh, behind bars? He could have. You never know.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
He's been out for, what, 3 years now?
Yeah.
Shouldn't he have a Where Are They Now thing? Like the rainbow guy? The double rainbow guy?
They don't tend to do that. That's why we can't get Hank Dog on the line.
Yeah,
Let's try Hank Dog. See how he's doing with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh,
let's
my
try
God.
Hank Dog.
Is his number been changed?
Drew, he's probably quarantined with Mommy.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's why I think it'd be...
Who is an angel.
Maybe we get them both on different extensions and have a little family combo with the...
Will you pull his number up, Brandon?
With the Hank Dog.
Yeah.
Where's the Sorry You Lost guy?
Oh, Ed Lightfoot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, great.
Lightfoot's out, isn't he?
We should have a Where Are They Now on him.
Where's Jim Teriyaki? We're having a Jim Teriyaki.
I don't know.
It's the weirdest story in this area.
It was so wild.
Joey, what's going on?
Ed Lightfoot. I'd love to know what Ed Lightfoot's up to. Probably at some girls' softball game.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's probably disappointed because there are no girls' softball games.
That's true.
Oh, no.
He's probably handling quarantine very badly.
When was he? Oh, boy. Wow, there's a lot of Ed Lightfoots in the world.
Lightfoot? He was back in the old building, so let's see. How many years ago was that?
Eddie Lightfoot.
2.5 decades?
Somebody out there knows Lightfoot. Where's he at?
Sorry, you lost.
I remember him getting out. I think he got out on probation. I think he went back in.
Oh, really?
But I bet he's back out now.
Well, let me check Otis really quick.
He's going to need to, if he does get out or if he's still alive, he could never attend another spectator sport again, correct? Involving girls?
I would hope not. But if he served his time...
Wait, let's see. Here's a...
There's no Ed Lightfoot that is active in the Otis thing, so...
Bummer. Let's see. Here's the story from 1996. A suburban Detroit judge Wednesday ordered a former coach held on an unusually steep $3 million bond and charges he stalked young women by telephone. Your danger to the community, as he ordered the bail for Ed Lightfoot, 25. Preliminary exam. So we know how old he is. He would be almost 50 now.
Wow.
Let's see. Police say Lightfoot used the phone to stalk young women. Someone was calling him more than 50 times a day from phone booths and even from jail collect.
Oh, no.
See, he couldn't do that anymore either because there are no phone booths.
So there is one listed. How old is he? Oh, boy.
He stripped the defendant of inmate phone privileges except to call his lawyer with a jailer present. I mean, this guy he could not stop him. Since 91, he's been arrested 13 times for obscene phone calls, convicted 5 times, jailed 3 times. Wow.
There is one listed if you want to recall it.
Lightfoot tracked down girls featured as the student of the week in a suburban newspaper.
Oh, God.
What an asshole.
Sorry, you lost.
Oh, these poor girls. Oh, man.
Now, wasn't Jim Teriyaki, wasn't he
a writer? For the paper,
didn't he cover bowling or
something like that?
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Well, can we try Hank Dog first?
Yeah. Yep.
He seems to like female athletes. He goes to their games, calls the girls, called one for a couple of years, scares them.
Heads up for Joanne. She normally answers.
Is that Mrs. Hank Dog's name?
Yeah, she's a sweetie.
She is. Hank Dog!
Ronald Reagan!
Or was it John Lennon? I don't know. I get those two mixed up.
John Lennon is... Wait, that guy has three names.
Chapman.
Yeah, Mark David Chapman. Yeah, this is John Warnock Hinckley. He better be watching his mother. She needs help.
Could be in the garage jamming.
That's right. He was trying to put a band together.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Hank Dog!
Ronald Reagan!
Hank Dog! Try back later, Hint Dog. See you.
He must be at Wendy's.
Or Subway. He likes Subway. We could call Subway and see if he still hangs there.
The best fast food worker we ever talked to. Remember that person?
Yeah, he was great.
He was really good.
Here it is. Here's John Hinckley's Subway.
Should we call him?
Yeah, let's call. Let's try.
I don't think they'll be open.
He would be there. Oh,
well, they're open.
Wait, can they get carry out?
Yeah, they can do carry out. Remember all those guys with bazookas? They were at a Subway.
That's right.
Subway. For Subway catering, please press 1. To reach the Subway store, please press 2. Thank you.
For John Hinckley.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please wait while I connect your call.
For John Hinckley. For John Hinckley, press 3.
Ooh.
You page him?
Skeleton crew. He used to go to the Subway all the time, and that guy was really knowledgeable on Pink Dog.
He did go to Wendy's, too. He's still looking good.
Dog went there the day he said he was going to the movies. His mom dropped him off, and he waited till she was gone. He snuck across the street to the movie. Or no, he snuck across the street to Subway first, and then he went to the bookstore and hung out there for a couple hours.
Thank you for calling Subway.
Hi, is the manager there?
Yes, this is the manager.
Oh, I see. Okay, great. This is the Drew and Mike show. We're calling from Detroit. We had spoken to somebody here at the Subway because John Hinckley was kind of a regular customer there.
I'm not sure.
Do you know the Hink Dog? Do you know John Hinckley?
No. What?
Okay, really? Yeah, you must be too young. He had attempted to assassinate the president back in 1981, President Reagan, and he got out, and I guess he lives in your area, and he used to go to Subway. So, I mean, he was no threat. He would just buy the 12-inch sub, I guess. Maybe a couple.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, sir.
Have you ever had any large, slow-moving customers recently?
No.
Oh. No, I guess he hasn't been there then.
Are you open for curbside only?
We're open for both. Curbside and takeout.
Oh, curbside and takeout. Okay, so you can't eat in the store, though?
No, you can't.
Mm. I see. When do you expect to open up again?
I'm not sure, sir.
What are they doing for marketing now? I know was it freshness? Fresh? Eat fresh?
I have no idea.
I mean, have they got a spokesperson since the days of Jared? Have they got anybody new?
I'm not sure.
Did you ever meet Jared?
No.
Oh, we did.
He were a really high Q rating.
We did. He was kind of mean.
I have a customer, so I kind of have
so
to.
So do we.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, we had to get going before you did. But thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Can I help you?
Aw.
Boy, that was a rough branding move with Jared. Ooh-ah. What a bad break.
So Lightfoot, by the way, he was a, you said he was a coach? Is that what that
is? Yeah, he was a coach. He got into some coaching. It was an easier, it was quicker way to the girls.
Sorry, you lost.
Do you remember Bob Bop? Wasn't he a hockey coach, Bob Bop?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Ooh. Was nasty.
Oh, bummer.
He's put away, right?
Yeah, I believe he is.
What? Bob Bop? What?
Bob Bop. Wasn't that his name?
Yeah, I think it was.
Armani?
B-O-P-P, maybe?
Is it Armani?
Somebody knew him.
Yeah, someone played with him.
He was a big bummer. Him.
What was he a big bummer about?
Oh, he got 22 years in 2010.
Good. Good.
What happened?
He liked to videotape his players, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was some real weirdness there. Hey, Mark, we didn't have Dr. Roche in the routine today.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Roche should be in the routine today.
Trudy, you want to take care of Dr. Roche?
Sorry.
Sure. Are you going to go glob up?
Maybe I'll glob. No, I don't have any to glob up with anymore.
Oh, you're gonna
used
glob?
It all. Yeah, I over-globbed.
Manscaped needs
I'm
going
to go take a shit.
Manscaped should be in today, too, because there's a boner line. Brandon stayed up very late to do it.
Oh,
so I forgot to move them, Drew. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you yourself glob up from Dr. Roche's office, you can get your stuff there, your testosterone or any of the other bioidentical hormones and HGH, because they are open by way of the phone for those kinds of things, filling those prescriptions. 248-338-1110. Dr. Roche's office also hard at work, even though they can't perform any of the beautifying procedures. You can find it on their webpage at droche.com, but they're definitely consulting people who might need a serious tune-up after the stress and possibly excessive TV watching or maybe drinking or a lack of exercise to shape you back up for when we emerge from the lockdown with Evolve that tones muscles, reduces fat and cellulite and tightens skin. And they are so excited to use this because it'll be the first time out of the gate for it. You know, for people who are trying to pull it back together after being out of work for quite a while.
Might as well look your best.
Or if your office is going to be always going to be a Zoom camera, then you still want to look good on camera. And you can also get their CBD products for pain for you and your pets and medical grade skincare too. They will mail that right out to you. So if you really want to take care of how hot you look once we're done with lockdown, then you should try the offices of Dr. Gregory Roach at 248-338-1110 so you don't look totally hideous by the time this is over.
Yeah, no, so...
Put your best face and body forward, Dr. Gregory Roach.
Also, get rid of all those pubes with Manscaped. Manscaped will help you get rid of all your pubes. It's time to quarantine Manscaped and chill. It's the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and hygiene. You know, you're sitting at home. Don't let things get just totally just a mess down there. You won't know what to do with it. Yeah. Go get the Perfect Package 3.0 kit. Comes with the Lawnmower 3.0. Way better than version 1 or 2. It's waterproof. It's got that light for all those dark areas. It's cordless. You know, honestly, Brandon and I have used it. Not together at the same time or anything. But I don't know. It's a legit trimmer. It's a legit razor
too. It's just amazing that, you know, for years and years and years of trimming anything, you finally get something that you can be a little sloppy with and it's not going to hurt you and pinch you. And
It's nick free and they have other stuff too. They have a crop preserver. It's anti-chafing ball deodorant moisturizer.
Oh my god, you're still in the commercial.
I just love the clever way that they name their product.
Well, we did Roche and now we're on to Manscaped. We're getting ready for the boner line.
I thought I was gone for like 5 minutes.
You were not gone for 5 minutes.
I was gone. Well, maybe it wasn't 5 minutes. Okay, I'm sorry. I just didn't know what was going on.
I'm going to go take a shit.
Jeez. Well, you know what you should do, Drew? You should go order Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. You can get 20% off right now with free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com. Just when you get to the checkout, use the code Drew. Most people are still loading up on toilet paper, all those other quote-unquote necessary items, but we're all loading up on Manscaped products. Help your relationship out during this quarantine. Your body and your balls will thank you. And here's the boner line.
Guys, I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled that Manscaped is sponsoring the boner line. There's just one thing. I can't get the picture out of my head of Mark with one leg up on the side of the bathtub, left hand holding his bag tight so he can turn the flashlight on his 3.0 and shave the backside of his B-all sack.
The crotch down where you...
I'm left-handed, so my right hand would hold it.
Still getting one, but...
Wash your smelly ass and balls.
Audio separated at birth with GMAT Cash. Ooh, bitch, you got coronavirus. And also GMAT Cash. Big Gretch.
Ooh, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, shit, you got coronavirus.
Throw the bumps on her face, cause that's Big Gretch. We ain't even about to stress, we got Big Gretch.
I listened to Post Malone and his concert thing, his Nirvana tribute with Travis Barker. It was cool, but didn't you think he was like way too raspy, man? Like, he could have sung a couple of those songs a little bit less raspy, dog!
You know who are biggest winners from this coronavirus right now? The horses at horse racing tracks. No horses are being killed right now because no horses are running. So they are the big winners of coronavirus.
Damn it.
I just wanted to call and say that I think Mark's daughter, Charlotte, knows more about the coronavirus than Tom Mazzaway does.
That's bullshit.
You have to wear a mask every time you go out.
Damn it.
Here's a shell thought.
Kawasaki disease sounds like a blast. That sounds like it'd be a lot of fun to have.
All right, breaking news. I have to start this. I am on drugs.
Drugs aren't the answer.
But listen, this is what's going on with the coronavirus. I believe this is exactly what happened.
Oh, boy, here we go.
So what was happening before the coronavirus in Hong Kong, in China?
China!
Riots, protesting, people actually speaking their voice and seemingly to make a difference. We heard it. We saw it. Then what happened? LeBron James starts talking about some dumb shit.
LeBron James!
Whatever. We all get on his ass about it. How does China stop it? They go in a fucking lab, put it out there in a wet market. Of course not in Hong Kong. They don't want that shit over there, but they know it's going to get to them. So they put it in Wuhan, spreads all over. Of course it gets to us. Shit's crazy, dude. That's what it was. You're going to find the movie, not in our lifetime, but that's what it was.
Watch YouTube, guys. Just watch YouTube.
I'm the guy that called and asked you to talk to the CEO.
Oh, yeah.
And I just heard my borderline.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my God, I am so happy that I got compared to Count David Wimp.
I like NCIS with Gibbs.
Hey, guys. It's Dina.
Yeah, it's Dina. Oh, God.
I just wanted to say that this podcast is my everything right now. Thank you so much. You guys are outstanding.
Aww.
You're so generous. Thank you.
I wanted to call, point out, I thought I heard Brandon sneak a fart in that no one talked about. May 7th podcast. 2 hours, 43 minutes, and 7 seconds. Nice one.
Alec, who had an older brother and an older sister and an older brother who are all the same ages as my older brothers and sisters, which is weird.
Key you.
That's it for today. There are people who specialize in being fart spotters, I noticed, on Twitter and other social media.
Well, just because we don't point it out doesn't mean we didn't hear it. Right,
yeah,
Brandon?
But they do hear it.
The Post Malone thing reminded me, and I think we've talked about this before, but Drew, I don't know if you got that email from, maybe Dan only sent it to me, but he just wrote, hard listen, and it was a link to a YouTube video. I'm like, okay, I will bite on that. And it's Puddle of Mud singing about a girl. Brandon, do you
know? I've seen that's been up there for a while.
I think we brought it up. Yeah, I think we brought it up a couple months ago.
Is that the worst performance?
It was really bad.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Pretty awful.
I don't know. The guy's supposed to be a professional singer, and he sounded atrocious.
Yeah, something was up with his voice that day. He couldn't hit these notes.
But you have a clue. That's digging, and it's wild. Yeah. You hang me out to dry. I can see you every night. Rain.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that.
Trying to Cobain out?
Yeah. Shouldn't he get it scrubbed from the internet?
Yeah, because people just think that it was a terrible performance. I think he was trying to sound like Kurt.
Ugh, that didn't work out.
Hey, how about a list here? God, I had so many lists. Is Beato doing any lists, by the way? Beato Offo?
I don't know, but Derek just posted a new video.
Who did?
Derek.
Oh, Derek!
He's doing a virtual concert.
Derek Parravicini, a world-renowned pianist with a genius for improvisation. He has been diagnosed with severe autism. It is because of him that...
Brandon and I get very mad at Kelly, his handler. We feel she tries to dominate his videos too much.
She talks too much. He's the highlight. He's the star.
She ruins his videos. Well, I'll check Rick Beato out.
The list was 25 legendary rock albums with no weak songs. Now, there aren't many albums, in my opinion, that really have no weak songs. It seems like there's usually one or two. Even the very best albums seem to have a couple.
Is Back in Black on there? Because I can listen to that one all the way through.
Highway to Hell is the first one listed.
Oh, that's a good one.
Alice in Chains' Dirt.
Yes.
The Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour, which is a weird pick because usually people go with Revolver or Sgt. Pepper's. But Magical Mystery Tour has Strawberry Fields, Penny Lane, Hello, Goodbye, which were all number one. I'm the Walrus. What else is on Magical Mystery? Well, Magical Mystery Tour, The Fool on the Hill.
I got to say, it's been a long time since I looked at Dirt, but holy shit, what a great album. Them Bones, Damn That River. Rain When I Die, I Don't Know. Down in a Hole, Sick Man Rooster. Those are all solid songs. Then Dirt, Godsmack, and then it ends with Hate to Feel Angry, Charon Wood. I mean, that is one hell of a strong album. I didn't realize that they were all on that album.
There was they also have one of the most underrated, The Unplugs. That one is so fantastic. It's really good.
There was another list alongside this list of bands who have never had a weak album.
Oh.
Which is a more complicated list, maybe.
Ooh, I like
that. And Alice in Chains were on that list. And it was a small list. It was like 10 bands.
You kind of have to...
Who else is on it?
Not put out too many.
Yeah, well, they didn't have that many albums.
Finish the other one first.
Well, okay. And I disagree with this guy because he said, Abbey Road has Mean Mr. Mustard.
It's a cool song. That's,
but it's a short... I mean, it's wrong with that ditty. Song? It's like part of the...
I like that song.
Anyway, I
would have... Fuck that guy.
I like Magical Mystery Tour, but I don't think I would have been my pick. David Bowie, The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and Spiders from Mars. And the only problem with this is the song 5 Years is the first song in there, and our audience just blistered it. Just blistered the shit out of it.
There's no hook.
I want to be on record. Is. I love 5 Years. I know it took a long time to get to the hook, but...
I think it's a fantastic song, especially great now. Song.
20 years.
Ziggy Stardust.
Deep Purple in Rock. I don't know Deep Purple's catalog that well. Deftones, White Pony.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I knew you'd be fired up, Brandon. The Doors, which is a great album. Great album. But you have to say that The End is not a weak song. I think there's a lot of people that don't like The End, although it is a very interesting song. Fleetwood Mac, Rumors. It's a great album, very popular. Guns N' Roses, Appetite for Destruction.
Yep, that is so good straight through.
The Jimi Hendrix Experience, Are You Experienced? And Jimi Hendrix also made the list of people who've never had a weak album. Huh. King Crimson, In the Court of the Crimson King. How about that?
Really? We're
just talking about that. Led Zeppelin 4. Let's see, it's Black Dog, Rock and Roll, Battle of Evermore.
Yeah, good.
Stairway to Heaven, Misty Mountain Hop, Four Sticks Going to California, When the Levee Breaks. God, that's
Jesus,
great.
That's a great album.
Nirvana, Nevermind.
Solid.
Yeah. Pearl Jam 10.
Yep. That's funny. Those are the two I just wrote down.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yep.
Queens of the Stone Age, Like Clockwork. I need to listen to that. I don't know that album very well.
It's a good listen.
Radiohead, OK Computer.
Yay.
Rage Against the Machine, Rage Against the Machine.
That's true. Those are the other two I just wrote down. That first Rage album is so strong.
Rainbow Rising. Rainbow, wasn't that Richie Blackmore's band after Deep Purple?
And Ronnie James Dio.
Dio, yeah, that's right. Rolling Stones, Exile on Main Street. That's a great record.
When's the last time you guys played some Ronnie James Dio?
They have decided to take their box set from 2018 and offer each one of the 15 single albums to you to buy if you want, because they don't have enough money.
Oh, they don't. Well, they got my 4,400.
I know they got my 780, but but you can get like Sticky Fingers for $30 for that album. Remember, it used to be like under 10.
I know. Rush, Permanent Waves, Soundgarden, Super Unknown, Van Halen, Weezer, the Blue Album.
Yeah, yeah, that's the first one. It's got Buddy Holly and the Sweater song. I think there's might be a bad song on there, though.
Yeah, there were some of these that I questioned, but this one I don't. The Who, Who's Next. I love that album, and I like every song on it. Because it's got the classics, Bob O'Reilly, Won't Get Fooled Again.
I love The Who.
And then it's got Bargain, The Song Is Over, Getting in Tune, Going Mobile. I mean, it's just, and what's John Entwistle's song on that? My Wife? My Wife.
My Wife.
It's not even a bad song. So, yeah, that's a pretty good list, I thought.
Did you bang my wife?
That Alice in Chains album, Dirt, has 5 top 40 songs on it.
Is that right?
Yeah. I was just kind of trying to look through most of them.
Which ones are they?
You know what? I'd have to go back to it. But Pearl Jam, for instance, 10 only has 3.
Yeah.
Weezer, I think.
They could have had more, though.
No, I know. And charts are a little weird sometimes, but it's just kind of interesting.
There was another. This is 10 amazing rock albums with no weak songs. I just happened to notice this list. Let's see how many they have in common. Led Zeppelin 3 instead of Led Zeppelin 4.
Oh, they're just trying to be cool.
And Led Zeppelin 3 is great. That's the Way. Way underrated song. That's in, what's the movie? Rockstar, Kate Hudson, Miss Penny Lane.
Oh, yeah,
Almost
yeah.
Famous.
Almost Famous, yeah. That's the Way. I love that song in that movie for some reason. Tangerine, Since I've Been Loving You, Gallows Pole, Immigrant Song. It's a great album.
Isn't 4 better, though?
Yeah, it probably is more liked. Deep Purple, Machine Head. That's not the one they had in the other list, is it? Or is it?
Hmm.
No.
Just trying to be cool again.
Iggy and the Stooges, Raw Power. Kiss Kiss, 1974. Toys in the Attic, Aerosmith. That is a great album. Ramones, Ramones. If you like the Ramones, it's a great album. Sex Pistols, Nevermind the Bullocks. That is a fabulous album. I would agree. It probably has a song or two I don't like. Van Halen, Van Halen made this list. London Calling, The Clash.
Yeah.
Great album. I don't think it would say no weak songs, though. There's songs on there because they're all over the map. They got reggae songs. They got, you know, Stompers, Train in Vain, Clampdown, AC/DC, Back in Black.
I love it.
Let's see.
Was that new or is that a drop, Brandon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear that?
Yeah, that fart.
Sorry.
Are you eating dinner too?
I got stroganoff.
Did you leave the house today?
No, I didn't. But Kristen's taking very good care of me. Thank you.
When was the last time you left the house other than to just go outside?
I had to get milk, so Kristen could make me stroganoff. So I had to run up to the store.
What a team player you are.
Brandon, did you hear that Art Van is opening up in case you want to drop Kristen off there again? They're reopening his Love's Furniture.
It's funny that you say that. So it just so happens that Art Van built an incredible new facility that's right next to me. It was right by my house. It's right in Rochester Hills. And we were excited for it to open. It opened. We bought something from it. And then within like a month or two, boom, it shut down because of, you know, the Art Van bankruptcy. And so I saw a story that, hey, Art Van is now changing to Love's Furniture. At least 17 different stores are. So I figured, hey, mine, of course, because it's brand spanking new. It's a great facility, and it's not on there. So womp womp.
If being locked in made you realize your house is way too small, then it's time to call our new realtor sponsor, Lindsay Broadwell. When it's time to move into a new house, whether you're buying, selling, or both, I wish your picture was a little bigger on the Facebook Live with Elric.
Oh, yeah.
On my phone, it's too small.
It's not about her picture. It's about her info.
Of course. When it's time to move into a new house, whether you're buying, selling, or both, contact Lindsay Broadwell because your house is one of your most valuable investments. And that's why you need an agent you can trust that knows the business inside out. Lindsay started her career at Hall Financial. I don't know what would be a better place to start than Hall Financial because a lot of times, especially first-time buyers, you know, you're concerned about financing and it's a little tricky and it's nice to have people who are on top of things. And having worked at Hall Financial, I think, is a big help. So now she's moved on to real estate, and she's been in real estate for 5 or 6 years. I know she's done really well, too. Mm-hmm. Lindsay will make sure you get the most out of your house and that everything goes smoothly by finding you a new home that fits your lifestyle. Buyers, sellers, especially first-time buyers, make sure you contact Lindsay at BroadwellHomes.com or 248-767-7767. Licensed realtor at REMAX Nexus. That's BroadwellHomes.com. And there's another list that I actually made a note of, and that was the Tony Paul has a list of, since this would have been the 20th season at Comerica Park.
Oh, wow.
20 epic Tiger moments.
Ooh. I mean, come on. Maglio's home runs got me number. Am I spoiling number one?
Well, I don't think he does them by number.
Oh, he doesn't rank them?
But that one is, that's the first one I thought of.
Yeah. I think of that. I think of Armando Galarraga.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers dumping the champagne. On
that
the,
was the Maglio game, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, that counts as another. Can you only have one game?
No, it just has to be one event.
Separate moment.
Those are two things that made that, the special event it was. But he started off with the first game at Comerica Park, which was, that was when Mr. Skin was
so
sick for
cool.
2 weeks
that
afterwards.
That was the Void Rick Rockwell game.
Yeah, the Rick Rockwell, the buy a coat for Rick Rockwell.
I hid from him all day. It was great.
I don't have a jacket.
That was a miserable, miserable day.
It sucked. They played Seattle?
Yeah, and they won 5-4. Yeah. Higginson had a two-run triple. They won 5-2, I'm sorry. Higginson had a two-run triple. Todd Jones closed it. Brian Moeller with the big win.
Oh, my God. Brian Moeller.
I know. Holy some of the God. Starters from back in the day.
Do you remember? Wait, we had a player on that day. Do you remember who the player was that was on the show? Starting pitcher. Left-handed starting pitcher from that team. That
Mike Bonderman?
Huh?
Maroth?
Was it Mike Maroth?
I don't know. I do not remember.
I'm going to have to look at the roster. Isn't that sad that we don't remember?
Is it the reliever, the lefty reliever that just got an out once in a while?
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at the roster.
September 23, 2003. We're not the worst. Tigers in 2003 lost 119 games. One loss from tying the Mets, and it looked bad with Minnesota Twins getting off to an 8-0 lead in the top of the fifth, but the Tigers fought all the way back and eventually won it on Warren Morris's walk-off strikeout in the ninth. They then won the next day to finish with only 119 losses.
Walk-off strikeout? What, did they get away?
Wait, who had that strikeout?
Warren Morris. I don't even remember Warren
Morris.
That was
a Tiger, Warren Morris?
I guess so, yeah. We won the game after being down 8-0, or we would have set the record for losses. Then April 4, 2005. Opening game, 2005 season. Anybody remember what happened special?
Dimitri Young, three baby. Homers.
Yeah. You got it. Mm-hmm. July 17th, 2005.
By the way, I think the pitcher we had was Dave Malicki.
Okay. I don't remember him too well, but I remember the name. July 17th, 2005, fight night. Tigers have had some great brawls over the years, including with the Yankees at Comerica Park in 2017, Cabrera against Austin Romine. But most of the great ones seem to be on the road, like the White Sox and Kansas City. Here's a good one from the Copa archives, although it all began with Renelvis Hernandez nearly hitting Carlos Guillen and then hitting him in the helmet on the next pitch. Hernandez's third hit batter of the game. The definitive moment was 6'4" Tiger reliever Kyle Farnsworth body slamming 6'4" Tiger reliever Jeremy Effelt. Okay. July 1, 2005, that was Home Run Derby at Comerica Park before the All-Star game when Pudge made it to the finals.
Oh, yeah. I fell asleep during that because it took forever.
It was way too long. I agree. I don't like that event.
Did Bobby Abreu win that?
He did. He had 23. He was the first batter. He was up for an hour.
Abreu.
August 5, 2006. Was when the Indians led 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth and had the man known as Fausto Carmona on the mound. Brandon Inge led off with a single, and two outs later, Pudge Rodriguez sent the first pitch he saw high and deep into the night for the walk-off. As the Tigers improved to 74-36 on August 5th, 2006. And, of course, they were going. They really didn't play well down the stretch, but they did make the postseason.
That's a crazy turnaround, though, from 03 to 06. That's insane.
Madness. October 7, 2006, that's the night the Tigers clinched their first playoff spot since 1987 in September in Kansas City.
Oh, that one?
Yes.
All right.
We're expected to eventually claim the AL Central crown, but it never happened as they slumped down the stretch and had to settle for a wild card. Set up for a date with the Yankees, a bad break for a team that had such a special year, but after the game one loss, the Tigers took the next three to win it, then kicked off a celebration for the ages. The players sticking around to party with the fans, Joel Zamaya spraying with the champagne, yeah. Kenny Rogers dumping bubbly.
That was cool.
But it was October 7th, 2006, when... Oh.
We begin the bottom of the sixth. A bullet into left field!
Oh, this was later, though, because you said October 7th, right?
October 14th was the Tigers going to the World Series following Maglio's second home run of the game off Houston Street. As back-to-back singles brought up Maglio, whose homer remains just 1 of 11 to end a playoff series. How about that? July 12, 2007, Justin Verlander's first no-hitter. When, let's see, that was Milwaukee. A hard-throwing right-hander and reigning American League Rookie of the Year had the Milwaukee Brewers baffled. Verlander finished with 12 strikeouts with the help of two great defensive plays from shortstop.
Field Ordóñez backing up. He is there.
Mayfie Perez made a great play in that game, and says Ordóñez had a good catch, too.
No hitter since 1984 when Jack Morris no hit the
Super Mario.
This is a weird one. August 24th, 25th. It's actually 2 days. 2007. Typically, this game would have been called and rescheduled, but the Tigers had 44,000 paying customers. They didn't want to disappoint, so they waited out a hard summer rainstorm until the first pitch came at 11:06 p.m. Ugh. Tigers and Yankees each scored 6 runs in the first 5 innings before the bats went silent until 3:30 in the morning on the 26th, when Carlos Guillen drove a 1-2 Sean Henn offering deep into the damp sky for a 3-run walk-off homer. There was still a decent crowd there, some staying from the beginning, others walking in free in the late innings.
I heard that one on my way home from work when I was working like a second or third shift. That was crazy.
It was crazy. I do remember that. I think I was up watching when that happened because it got so ridiculous I just couldn't go to bed. Galarraga's not so perfect game. The bad call by Jim Joyce.
Here's the 1-2. Bouncing ball to short. Santiago, and there are 2 outs.
I love the face, and he basically does the emoji shrug. Remember Galarraga after he called him safe? Yeah. He's just like, ugh.
Here comes number 27. It's Jason Donald, and a crowd of better than 17,000 to its feet.
The guy we've been waiting for all night.
Ground ball, right side. Hi, Cabrera Mario. Will cut it off. Galarraga covers. He's out. No, he's safe. Safe at first base.
Total bullshit.
The first look on Galarraga's face is just shit. How about Leland running out there to take charge as if he could change anything?
I know, it seems amazing that you could have such a bad call and there was nothing you could do about it just that short a time ago.
Remember we talked
and that's
him
what sucks is like right now, today, that would be
a perfect game.
A perfect game. And that's why Armando Galarraga is now hoping the MLB changes it, but they're not going to change
it. They can't do that.
This is more memorable.
It is.
Oh, one more bloop. I was at the game bloop. After that. I think Drew gave me tickets and that's when they gave the car to him.
Oh, to Galarraga?
That's also when he brought the lineup out and gave it to Jim Joyce.
Yeah, to Jim Joyce, who's crying.
Yeah. Well, Jim Joyce. We talked to him that morning, remember?
Yeah.
That was a good get.
Well, thank
Jim
you.
Jim Joyce, it seemed like he cried a lot.
He's a crier.
He always cried.
Wears his emotions on his sleeve.
July 31st, 2011, the Los Angeles Angels and the Tigers, Ordóñez homers off Weaver in the third inning, which started the tension. 4 innings later, Carlos Guillen, Ordóñez's pal, took Weaver deep and proceeded with one of the most epic home run struts you'll ever see, starting with a great bat drop and shuffling up the first baseline while having words with Weaver. Weaver then was ejected after throwing high and in on Alex Avila, the next hitter. Then in the eighth, working on a no-hitter, Justin Verlander got steamed when Eric Ibar tried bunting for a hit. He reached on an error. The no-hitter ended 2 batters later.
Ooh, breaking the unwritten rules.
And then August the 20th, 2011, this shouldn't have been a memorable game, given the Tigers raced out to a 7-0 lead against the Indians, but the pitching fell apart. The Indians made a game of it and trailed by 1 run entering the top of the ninth. They faced Jose Valverde, who was 36 for 36. Fukudome led off with a walk. Valverde hit Jason Donald. A bunt move runners up before Matt LaPorta hit a fly ball to center. Austin Jackson measured, caught it, and fired the best throw of his life to get Fukudome at home to seal the sweep. How about that? Mm. Then April 7, 2012, Prince Fielder. Let's see. That was the...
Did somebody sleep with somebody?
It. He hit his first 2 Tiger home runs in the same game, the second game of the season, and it was that sweep of the Boston Red Sox, if you remember that. And Miguel Cabrera also homered twice in that game. I do remember that game. And I think they made a great comeback in the third game of that series. Mm. August 5, 2012, the improbable
nice comeback.
The Tigers entered the bottom of the 10th inning trailing by 3 runs, and the first 2 batters were retired easily by Indians closer Chris Perez. But Alex Avila and Andy Verdurks walked. Austin Jackson an RBI double, and Omar Infante followed with a 2-run single to tie it at 8.
Omar.
Perez then fell behind the next batter, Miguel Cabrera, 3-1, before Cabrera launched a walk-off home run deep into left center to complete the 3-game sweep.
Woo!
The This came in the midst of a 6-game winning streak that sparked the Tigers, who ended up making the World Series.
How many are left on this list? Because I still...
It seems like it's been about 35, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
September 27th, 2012, 9 in a row. That's when Doug Fister struck out 9 batters in a row. Not a strikeout pitcher either, but he struck out 9 Royals in a row. And the Tigers did win the game. April 26, 2013, Anibal Sanchez struck out 17.
I loved him, man.
He was really good for a stretch there. He's pitching well now.
Yeah.
So weird.
Didn't he just win a World Series?
The World Series? Yeah. Washington.
June 30, 2014. What is it? Oh, it's when Rajay Davis hit the Grand Slam. Tigers were trailing 5-1 in the bottom of the ninth against the A's. And Castellanos and Avila led off with singles. Austin Jackson drew a one-out walk that brought up Davis with the walk-off Grand Slam. Tigers' previous walk-off slams were in 2004, 94, and 88. I guess they must have scored a run before the walk-off slam.
Man, wasn't that team fun when they were good?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. They were. Man, that was fun. Every game, I would watch almost every game.
Same with the Wings when they were good. Same with the Pistons when they were good.
You fair-weather fan.
Yep. Exactly. I like to watch my teams win.
Where's my JD?
June 20, 2016. Miguel Cabrera has had more highlight reel moments at Comerica Park than most, but few forget when he hit a ball out of Comerica Park, literally out of Comerica Park.
I do forget that.
It came on this night, a Monday against the Seattle Mariners. In the bottom of the first, Cabrera belted a Nate Karns pitch deep over the brick wall in center field. It landed in the concourse, took a huge bounce, and left through the open air gates.
Cabrera drives one in the air, deep into left center field, way back, and that ball is way
You are long gone.
Killed it.
I gotta see, you know what's weird about that, Drew? His swing looks so effortless.
Yep, that's what they always tell you. You don't have to swing hard to hit it a long way. It's when you're swinging too hard.
Home run derby.
I mean, come here. Watch this. Watch this real quick. That's a lot of homers.
Cabrera drives one in the air. Deep in the left center.
That was just his normal cut. Nothing special.
That's cool.
And it was measured at 461 feet. By the way, a friend of mine sent me a clip. It was the anniversary of, I don't know, it was 15 years or something. You know, they do it for sports all the time. Mm-hmm. It was of the Cubs' Glenn Allen Hill hitting a home run completely out of Wrigley Field, and it landed on the rooftop of one of the places across the street.
Who's that dude?
490 feet, I think they said.
Yeah, if you search Glenn Allen Hill, it comes up home run.
Probably.
See it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just watched it.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
Well, no.
He kills it.
This is radio for one.
You can't even see it leave the bat. He hits it so hard.
Trudy, you're still here.
I am.
Sorry.
August 3, 2016. It's pretty telling that the last moment on the list came a whopping 4 years ago, but it was a heck of a memory to cap things off.
Oh, it's got to be J.D.
J.D. Martinez hadn't faced Major League pitching in some 7 weeks, out with a fractured elbow when he came to the plate in the eighth inning on this night, a Wednesday, as a pinch hitter to face Chicago White Sox ace Chris Sale. Martinez got a thundering ovation when he's announced, stepped into the box, and a scene right out of a movie, the slugger took the first pitch he saw in homer deep. To deep center, Mario Mpemba nearly predicted it as he, I guess it was the go-ahead home run.
And is that the most important thing that Mario nearly predicted?
Did he predict a fight over a chair? I don't think so.
He's pinch hitting. J.D. Martinez getting a standing O.
How about this place?
Well, yeah, how about it?
Huh?
Sale goes to work. Oh, swing and a drive! Deep left center field and gone. It's gone.
I called it. What if Mario said that? I'd have more respect for him. He just went, I called it.
Hi, Mario.
I don't think Mario is back with the Red Sox this year. I think he's right about that. No, but I mean, I don't think he got. I don't think he got rehired.
Oh.
So, I don't know what that means.
What about Rod? Is he still doing the podcast from his bathroom?
Possibly.
That massive echo?
Did it have a lot of echo in it?
I couldn't even pay attention.
I wonder if anyone listens to that. I'll have to check it out, Mark. I'm fascinated. Whenever I hear that a podcast has some particularly terrible element, I always want to listen to it.
Send it to Carl.
I will.
Wait, he has got a new one. I think he's got a new one here.
Oh, maybe he's fixed the echo. If I mean, Joe Biden's podcast is fixed.
I got to tell you, I was highly disappointed. I listened to the full 20. He finally put out a new one now that Tara Reid's done. He wouldn't do one. The whole Tara Reid thing's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one I listened to, I was kind of bummed because it's gotten better. There's still a lot of obvious edits, but they got rid of Drew. They got rid of the Q&A at the end of it.
It's the best part.
Well, they knew how phony and fake it was. And they had Yang on, Andrew Yang. Not Marnie Yang's son, but the one that ran for president.
I see. I'm surprised they'd have someone named Yang on the show.
Why?
Wait.
Marnie Yang's the one that killed Sean Gayle's pregnant girl.
Oh, that's right.
But her son was named Andrew Yang.
How about that?
Hey, right. Marnie Yang, by the way, caused the shallow thought when I was watching that Sean Gayle had the worst taste in women.
He did, Trudy. He did. She was a bummer. Not only was she nuts, but she just wasn't that hot. I think he just liked really tiny girls.
Yeah,
her thin. Modeling pictures were
gross.
Like,
I know she was not that. She thought she was so much hotter than she was. That's what I hated about her.
Yeah.
She had no business thinking that she had a modeling career. No business whatsoever. And she didn't, because nobody hired her.
I have some sad news. It seems like getting busy with Rod Allen hasn't done anything in 9 months.
He's pod faded?
Well, I mean, maybe he's got other things to do.
I want to listen to the most recent one.
But I don't know. I mean, that's all I can find is one from 9 months ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Let me keep looking, though.
Seems like Brandon should be playing a wah-wah.
It's got one comment on it.
What's the comment?
Great podcast. Try to cut out the background noise.
Oh!
Sad.
And I did not I did not make that comment.
Ouch.
Let's see. Well, let's see. Here's the most recent one. Let's see if he got rid of it. I don't want to hear your intro.
Major league pitcher with a number of major league teams, but Tim and I grew up in Santa Monica, California. And Tim, that's where I want to go with you with this segment of our interview.
Well, maybe he's
like? Wait, it sounds like he's on the phone.
Maybe he's on
Zoom.
Yeah,
it sounds like Skype. Like Rod is on Skype. It's just that's bad.
He's also in. Who's Tim Leary? World Series champion Tim Leary.
Tim Leary. Is it the guy that told people to drop out? Yeah. Tune in, drop out?
Tune in.
Drop out, take acid?
Turn in, tune whatever. In, and drop out? I don't know, but it's a two-part podcast.
Really?
Yeah, so is Chili Davis.
It's tune in, turn on, drop out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who's Rod Allen Jr.? That was one of his guests.
Getting busy. I'm Rod Allen, and my guest today is also Rod Allen. Yes, you heard that correctly. My son is in Phoenix, Arizona, and I've decided to do a podcast with him.
You run a business
with
your son. You couldn't even find another grown man to go into business with.
This is exciting, man. So thanks for having me. Well, I'm Roderick Allen Sr., Roderick Burnett Allen Sr. You're Roderick Burnett Allen Jr. That Burnett name, man, my daddy stuck that on me, and I stuck it on you. How do you feel about that Burnett middle name?
The Burnett thing, man.
At least Charlotte's six.
This is very relatable.
That's a great name.
To it. Every time she was like, what's your middle name, bro? I was like, I tried to change the top.
Wow.
Rod Allen Jr. was drafted, but did not make the major leagues.
So did Mario's kid, right?
Hey, Mario.
Yes. He did?
And Leland's. Yeah, well, I think... that's one of those things where the MLB draft is normally so big that those latter rounds just you tend to draft everybody's kid and stuff like that. But this year there's only 5 rounds, which is crazy because
what is this? The WNBA? Everybody drafts everybody's kid?
Well, it's always in the very, 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 very late rounds.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Tigers did. I think the Tigers did Mario's. Tigers did Leland's.
Rod Allen's son was drafted in the 45th round.
Jeez.
And also, Jackson.
Yeah, the Jackson round.
Old Jackson.
The Michael Jackson Memorial round. Rod also had Ron Washington on. Do you think he asked him about the cocaine?
No, I don't.
What?
I don't think so.
And breaking it down with outside-the-box opinions and interviews.
Stars of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Who's one of the most passionate and experienced analysts in the game?
Good production, I'll give him that. Busy.
Here's your host, World Series champion, Rod Allen.
Hey, this is Rod, and this is what I sound like. So, I hope to hear from you. Wait, take care.
He had about World Series 13 at-bats on the 84 Tigers.
Well, he's one of the first names you don't think of, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Wash, how you doing today, buddy?
Wash!
I'm doing well, Rod. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. Have you done any cocaine lately, Rod?
Hey, what's going on with that Atlanta Braves team? I watch you guys from...
What's going on with that Atlanta Braves team?
I don't think this podcast probably did all that well.
I got to stop looking at it. This is...
I want to listen to it.
Low-hanging fruit.
I want to hear who the sponsors are. That's what I want to hear.
I didn't hear any of that intro.
I want to hear who got asked a favor. Who got asked for a favor?
On Washington.
Besides, I mean sponsors. All right, get us out of here.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Trudy's dying.
Oh, no, I'm trying to figure somebody doesn't turn the fucking notifications off on this goddamn computer, or both of them. They're being thrown out of the building.
Poor Trudy.
By tomorrow.
What are you being notified about?
I don't know. I never see a notification pop up.
The sound just keeps popping up every once in a while. We tried fixing it before. We did pinpoint the popping mic problem, though.
Why can't we fix Trudy's stuff?
Well, but it's no one can tell you me how to turn off all of the notifications that come into one computer, like email notifications, and I got two of those. I turned all of them off.
You could just.
I inherited broken junk.
Is this whose stuff is this? Is this iHeart stuff or your stuff?
Well, that's the part I don't know, whether my stuff is going through the board and causing that to come out. You know, like I'm from my laptop. Andy Nipper, by the way,
I'm just gonna
he worked with us. He tried to help.
Yeah, I love Nips. I don't think your computer runs sound into that, so it's crazy.
It doesn't. So it's got to be the iHeart computer, but everything is shut down. So. And by the way, why is that built into every computer to pester people in the first place?
That is a great question. I don't know why we all need notifications everywhere.
We don't, because it causes all kinds of distractions. So fuck off, Silicon Valley. Thank you.
I think somebody should send a memo to somebody telling them to fix their stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be me.
Is that the biggest problem you have? Because that's not the worst problem.
No, not at all.
It's not the biggest problem. Alrighty. Okay, everybody, like us on Facebook. It's funny, I get excited about Facebook. Once in a blue moon, I try to get everybody to like us, and then I forget about it for months, and then I bitch because nobody's liking our Facebook page anymore.
Oh, man.
We have all these people listening, and only 25,536 have liked the Facebook page.
Well, crap.
If you go there, certainly go ahead and like it. If you feel so inclined to do it just as a favor, that's too. And on iTunes, you can review the show. You can also review us on Facebook. You can review us on Stitcher and many of these platforms accept reviews, which is always nice. It's always nice to have a lot of reviews. We have 29 or something. 79, 89. We have a lot. Almost 5,000. Sure would be nice to hit 5,000, though.
Whiner.
It'd be nice to not to get those one-star reviews from people who are mad about one fart.
I don't want to hear you whining.
Or mad about the Nick Lachey song. It's really kind of ass.
And on that note, song.
We'll see you tomorrow.
It hurts so much to know that no one is clicking me or liking me. They might have no opinion. I can't live with that.